Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. U.S. support for Taiwan and China's claim on the self-governed island democracy proving a major sticking point in talks between President Trump and Chinese President Xi at their summit in Beijing. Mr. Trump aboard Air Force One heading back home.
On Taiwan, he does not want to see a fight for independence because that would be a very strong confrontation. And I heard him out. I didn't make a comment on it. I heard him out. I have a lot of respect for him.
Mr. Trump says he has not decided whether to allow a major American arms sale to Taiwan to go through. Overall, the president says he is pleased with the way the summit went.
We had a great stay. It was an amazing period of time. President Xi is an incredible guy. Got along, made a lot of great trade deals, including over 200 planes for Boeing with a promise of 750 planes.
Mr. Trump says China is also committed to buying American soybeans. President adds he's looking forward to welcoming his Chinese counterpart to Washington in the fall. The death toll in a Russian attack on a Kiev apartment building has reached 24.
Russia has attacked Ukraine with large-scale air attacks in the days following a ceasefire between May 9th and the 11th, which was something U.S. President Donald Trump had said he had asked Zelensky and Russian President Vladimir Putin to observe.
Correspondent Samia Kulab. New U.S. House districts in Florida are facing their first test in court. A state judge is set to hear arguments on a request to block the new Republican-friendly districts from being used in the upcoming midterm elections. Ahead of this morning's opening bell on Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 460 points. NASDAQ futures off 503 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Maryland Transportation Authority will be holding a virtual industry forum on the Key Bridge rebuild next week. The forum will display the anticipated contracting approach for rebuilding the bridge, and there will be discussions on how the upcoming work will be divided into multiple contracts. Officials say designs for the new bridge have passed the 70% milestone, and restructuring the procurements into multiple contracts will allow for more competition within the contracting community. The forum is scheduled for 2 p.m. until 3 p.m. Tuesday. And the Maryland State Board of Elections is looking for eligible residents to serve as election judges and election pages for the 2026 primary election. Individuals 16 and older are able to serve as an election judge, and there is compensation for their work. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Are you sick of prices constantly rising, especially on some of your basic health essentials? You're not alone, and Rescue is doing something about it. This Memorial Month, Rescue Natural Supplements is featuring huge rollback prices on all their products, from cholesterol and metabolic support to their best-selling high-intensity omega-3s. What's more, you could actually stack your savings. When you buy two or more bottles, you'll get bonus bottles for free. Go to res-q.com and shop those deals. Stock up on your favorites or try something new that fits your health goals. Rescue products are meticulously crafted and rooted in belief that wellness should be personal, effective, and grounded in science. So what are you waiting for? Stack your savings with major rollback prices on top of Memorial Month deals site-wide. Shop today at res-q.com or call product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Now's the best time to put your health first and start feeling better. Go to res-q.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's trying to stack some wins. Start a three-game set in D.C. tonight at 6:45 with Shane Boz on the hill. Manager Albanez was asked on Wednesday how much fun was it beating the Yanks 2 out of 3 at Camden Yards.
Yeah, it's just fun to win the series, period. This might sound redundant, but don't we look at the past? We got to stay in the present, day one mentality.
And a sidebar, Baltimore had been 0-9 against left-handed starters before the series, but then went 2-0 against New York. 2 weeks after Cherie DeVoe became the first woman to train a Kentucky Derby winner with Golden Tempo, Maryland trainer Brittany Russell has a chance to complete the Triple Crown sweep of female trainers when she saddles Taj Mahal in the 151st running of the Preakness tomorrow.
It's great for women. I think it's great for the sport. I mean, obviously, I'd love to make history, but right now I'm trying to just focus on winning.
Laurel Park is Russell's home track, and with husband Sheldon riding Taj Mahal, the pair could be the first married couple, at least as trainer and jockey, to win a Triple Crown race. And a sidebar, Jenna Antonucci won the 2023 Belmont with Arcangelo. Coming up in 30 minutes, the NFL schedule's out, and the Ravens may have gotten hosed. And that is Stein on Sports.
Kim Klasick here. What a night out that feels special. Oak and Olive at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville is highly recommended. I recommend this place as it absolutely is beautiful, and the space is elegant. The food is outstanding, and it's perfect for a date night. Enjoy scallop ravioli, Rosetta Farms ribeye, or fresh whole fish, all with the Mediterranean touch. They are open from 4 to 11 p.m. inside Yorktown Plaza. Check out their website at yorktownsocial.com.
WCBM News Time 9:06. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a brighter day ahead of us, mostly sunny, little breezy and milder with temperatures in the low 70s, partly cloudy tonight with lows back in the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
55 in Westminster, 55 in Easton, and 54 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. Happy Black Eyed Susan Day, right? That's today. Black Eyed Susan Day. You know what? I'm pretty sure many of you, if you are able, are probably getting out to Laurel Park today. If not, I'm sure you're taking it all in on television. And I want to ask you, too, the question of the day has to do with the Preakness. So we'll get to that around 9:35 a.m. Hopefully your weekend started out right. As I was just saying on the live, if you can see me, today is a very casual Friday for Kim Klasick. I've got on a baseball hat and an Orioles t-shirt. And you know what? I am trying to take it easy. I can't wear makeup today. I had a procedure done on my face yesterday, and I look crazy. I look absolutely crazy, and it had to do with my eyebrows because they have been bad for so long. So I actually went to go get the microblading. Boy, oh boy. Apparently the first week is traumatic, and I can attest to that. It is. I can attest to that, all right? In case you don't know what microblading is, it's kind of where they tattoo some of your eyebrows. Because if your eyebrows are very faint, or if they're not like really there, and they do like a, they draw in a certain shape, but the first couple days it just looks like two big blocks, big dark brown blocks. So of course my 9-year-old, she says that I am the red bird, the RJ bird from Angry Birds, and she's been making fun of me like all night, all morning. I mean, if you want to cry, like just listen to what Olivia has to say about your appearance. Oh my goodness. So I apologize on the live. I don't look very professional today, but for good reason, okay? For good reason. We'll get through this, all right? So hopefully on Monday, I'll be back to my normal self and very professional. Of course, you know, speaking of the weekend, you've got the 2026 Preakness Stakes, and that kind of goes along with our guest of the day. He's coming on with us at 10 o'clock. Lieutenant Colonel, or retired Lieutenant Colonel, Scott Willens. Many of you in the area probably know Scott. Scott has been at many events, and you usually see him singing the national anthem. So we're going to talk to him at 10 o'clock. He's got a big announcement, big deal this weekend for him. And I got to ask him how nervous he's going to be, and then also ask him a couple of questions about the Preakness as well. So that's at 10 o'clock. Also, I wanted to talk about the the Baltimore City budget. Apparently, $5 billion. $5 billion is the magic number. Now, this is a very high budget, according to the history in Baltimore. And it's a shame because, you know, the population is on a decline. And the population that you have, of course, we're all talking about how things are just unaffordable in the state of Maryland, right? There are people doing interviews with news outlets and telling them how they are excited to move to Florida because it's just too expensive here in Maryland. There are many people that are moving to Florida, Delaware, South Carolina, North Carolina. They're getting out of Dodge, okay? And so now you've got this huge budget. We did hear from, I'm trying to remember, was it Councilman Yitzhak Schleifer? I think it was. He was saying that they could have spent less money this go-around and actually did something about lowering the property taxes in Baltimore City. Now, many homeowners, I'm sure, would have been very happy to hear that. But instead, Mayor Brandon Scott and the city council, they decided they're just going to keep spending. We talked a little bit about the addition to Mayor Scott's office. He's hiring more staff, apparently. Now, he did cut the number down. At first, it was a much larger number. Apparently, now he needs 16 staff members. And, of course, this goes into the conversation we had yesterday where Matthew Koster, he is the Baltimore City Fire Union president, Local 734, he was talking about now that the budget, the way that it's panned out currently, the mayor's asking the Baltimore City Fire Department to basically not bring out one of their staffing groups. I'm trying to remember the exact name he uses for it. But when they go out, they're saying daily, because they want to cut $2 million from their budget, daily they're asking the Baltimore City Fire Department to cut, whether it's their marine unit, you know, just special units that they have go out usually. And so then they're going to be short-staffed each day. Now, firefighters in Baltimore City have a heck of a job. You can look at the numbers across the country. Our Baltimore City firefighters, even Baltimore County, you know what? In the state of Maryland, it's pretty high. But our firefighters are actually working harder than many other cities across the country. And a lot of this has to do with the vacant housing. And so when you think about that, you know, the reason their job is so hard and the reason that they need more staff, a lot of which is because of the policies that are coming out of Baltimore's city council, right? And so now they're telling them, look, you know, hate to tell you this, but guess what? You're going to have to cut $2 million on top of it. So anyways, we'll talk about that in relation to the budget. I also saw Christina Flowers. Good morning, Christina. I know sometimes she tunes into the live. Christina Flowers, she's a huge advocate for the homeless, and she was also at the budget hearing last night. And so we do have some sound with her saying a few words because obviously the homelessness issue still has not been handled. And so look, when it comes to the mayor and it comes to anybody elected official, of course, they have like this to-do list when they get in office and they tell you, all right, we're going to do this. We're going to tackle this. We're going to tackle that. Usually, right? I mean, and this is just what happens both sides of the aisle. Usually what you do is you take a look at that list and you look at what's feasible for, you know, 4 or 8 years or what have you in office. And, you know, you kind of tally them down because, you know, they're not going to be able to accomplish all of those items. But when it comes to homelessness, Christina Flowers, you know, she's been in contact with the mayor's administration since 2020. They were out there. I've been out there to talk to Christina and look at the homeless situation myself. And so she was promised, really, this advocate for the homeless, she was promised that this particular situation was going to be handled by this particular administration. And they put money into the homelessness issue. They have an office within City Hall that was created just to handle this issue. So, you know, Christina Flowers voicing her concerns at the budget hearing last night. Again, Christina, great job as always. And so we'll talk about some of her complaints. And like I said, she's on the front lines of this every single day, which, you know what? Her name is Christina Flowers, but flowers are due for Christina, because even during the COVID pandemic, when you saw a lot of people, especially in the homeless community, they didn't have what they needed to really protect themselves, obviously, right? And so she was trying to get out there and making sure that they had, you know, whether it was the gloves and the masks and, you know, just places to stay, you know, not stay. Because, I mean, we saw what happened in New York City, right? We saw the body bags. But you could imagine if in nursing homes there were people going out in body bags. Imagine what was happening in some of the homeless shelters. So you had Christina out there every single day, even during COVID, where she could have contracted that virus and died herself. And so, you know, I guess in my view, as much as she does for the community and the city, the fact that they keep giving her the runaround is just unacceptable, right? This is somebody that has proven themselves, you know, for over a decade as far as community work. So anyways, we'll talk about that. Also, Butler County executive candidate, he wants to reimagine crime in Butler County. Where have we heard that before? You want to reimagine crime? We'll get to that. Nick Stewart is running on the Democrat ticket. And in case you didn't know, tonight there is a town hall debate for the Democrats in the county executive race. That will be on Fox 45 at 7 p.m. I will just kind of touch the 11 o'clock hour on what I expect to see. I think we talked a lot about, you know, these candidates before. You know, you got Julia Jones, you got Pat Young, Izzy Patoka. Izzy Patoka, that's the one that really kills me. I know I say it all the time, but talk about being duped. Talk about being duped. I thought Izzy Patoka was more of a moderate. I know they don't really exist these days because they're all kind of bending the knee to the crazy, wacky, progressive liberals. But I thought that he was holding his own, right? Because in Baltimore County, because it's so blue, and because you do have some moderate Democrat voters, I thought Izzy Patoka, when he was voting against, you know, expanding class sizes and overcrowding schools, I thought that meant that he was at least with, you know, right on par with common sense. Because there are Democrats that I support, right? If you are about the common sense, if you're like Ivan Bates, right, Scott Schellenberger, both state's attorney, you know, if you're about common sense and law and order, I can support you. I can. You know, but, you know, when you crossed the line, and Izzy Patoka definitely has crossed the line with how he's supporting illegal immigrants, I'm just like, you know, like, I'm not going to go down that road. You guys, if you watch the show, you already know how I feel about illegal immigration. I don't have to explain it again. I don't have to explain it again. And then on top of this, real quick, on top of this, how, you know, illegal immigration is so unfair to those immigrants that come through the correct process. Illegal immigration, you know, they jam up the courts, they're using all of these resources, and many of them coming right over the southern border. And so for me, when you've got people coming in from other countries, especially African countries, you know, it's like you see all these Black Lives Matter people, all these people are like, oh, we need more diversity and this and that and the third. And then it's like they don't want to fix the immigration system. And, you know, then we're talking about those that are able to come over the border. But what about those that are able to come from other countries? I mean, are we just, I mean, like, what are we doing exactly? What are we doing? And so you should come through the right process, and we should reward those that do. You know, those that actually want to be citizens, those that want to learn the language. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it. Anyways, we'll talk a little bit about that. But real quick, let's get into the Inspector General Isabel Cummings and the response that she had for Mayor Brandon Scott. We talked about this yesterday. He wants oversight over her shoulder. She's just trying to do her job. She's not getting access to documents from the mayor. She's filed a suit. The courts say that she can proceed with that lawsuit. So it's legitimate. And now she's, you know, responding to him because he's proposing to have an outside agency come in and look over her shoulder. Let's take a listen.
That's the question that's been echoing throughout City Hall for months. Why is the access being restricted now? For years, the Office of Inspector General had access to these records for investigations. And now the city's watchdog says Mayor Brandon Scott's plan is not about accountability, but rather about control.
As the showdown continues between Mayor Brandon Scott and the Office of Inspector General over access to records,
a clear process.
The mayor is proposing a four-pronged plan he argues is a way to restore trust with the public, including hiring an outside firm to review the mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement and the Sidestep Program. Two things at the center of the ongoing battle.
We need someone neutral to restore trust with residents and finally close the book on this investigation.
But that forensic auditor team will have the same access to records the city's watchdog has.
They will have access to everything legally.
Now the OIG is firing back, calling Mayor Scott's plan an effort to undermine the voters of Baltimore, eviscerate the independence enshrined in the OIG, and regain power over what should be a truly independent office.
All right. And again, Mayor Scott says there's clear bias in the Inspector General's office. I don't see where he's grabbing at the straw. I can't understand it. When did she have this clear bias? Remember, the Inspector General, she's been doing her job for 8 years. She's doing a fantastic job as far as we know. We have been told in the past from Mayor Brandon Scott that he likes the fact that she's getting out there and getting the waste, fraud, and abuse. But as soon as she focused on the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement, then he has a problem with it. Right. And so all she needs are these documents from the Sidestep program that have been redacted that shows, honestly, it shows really nothing if you've gotten a chance to look at the papers that she posted online. But you can tell that a lot of them are like Cash App transactions. And so, after talking, I guess, to the director, Stephanie Mavrotis, she and the state's attorney, they realized that they were paying some of these juveniles that are repeat violent offenders that have been going to the Sidestep program instead of being detained behind bars at the juvenile detention center. So, essentially, what it appears, and this is just a perception, it appears that we are paying violent juveniles to not commit violent crimes. That's the perception here. That's what it looks like, okay? And so she's trying to get to the bottom of that, because if it is the case, then obviously taxpayer dollars are not meant to be used in that situation, but also the taxpayers have a right to know where their dollars are going. And so she just wants to make sure that this is all public knowledge. And so they're fighting her on this, saying that it's state law. Well, anyways, I don't know whether or not city council is going to vote on this bill that he's proposed. I guess it's a four-part bill. But it is interesting to see, and I'm glad that the Inspector General is fighting back and saying, no. This is about power and control, and I think she's right. We'll pick up this conversation when we get back for break. Right now, we've got our friend on the line, Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management. He's got today's Morning Market Flash, as he does every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Tim Herb, are you watching the Preakness?
I don't know if I'll be watching the Preakness or not. Matter of fact, I shame on me, I should know this, but is the Kentucky Derby winner racing in the Preakness, Kim?
No. Golden Tempo will not be there.
Okay. Well, then I don't know that I'm going to watch the Preakness.
Tim!
And I do understand that, I guess if you're loyal to Pimlico, loyal to the Preakness Stakes, they've moved it to Laurel Racecourse this year, right? As, I guess, repairs or renovations are being done to Pimlico Racecourse. So.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Tim, real quick, I'm happy to report. This is not like the Key Bridge scenario. Apparently, there is work being done right now, and you can see it. Yeah.
So it's legit. It is legit. We're
going
to get into, 2 years from now, and it's still going to be renovations. The race is going to be, held at Laurel Park, right? I mean, who knows, right? But, I don't know. It just feels different. But maybe I will watch it, Kim. Let me just say that. Maybe I will.
All right.
Just for the thrill. Always love to see a dark horse, so to speak, a long shot, as we saw in the Derby, come from behind, from almost, I think, dead last and win the race. So that's amazing. Got to root for those kind of stories for sure. So
Speaking
of the markets, though, I know your listeners want to hear what's going on with the economy, the stock market, world events, and so forth. I mean, this week actually has been amazing for the markets overall, Kim. Stocks are headed for a winning week here. As long as things don't fall apart, they are down right now pre-market. I'll get into that in just a moment. But the S&P and NASDAQ composite each headed for their seventh straight week of gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, even though the Dow is comprised of only 30 companies, Kim, the Dow is on pace for a sixth winning week out of the last seven. So, again, markets right now are not, you wouldn't think there's a war or a conflict going on between the U.S. and Iran, right? We wouldn't think that oil is over $100 a barrel with the way the markets have reacted here in the last several weeks. This recovery, as I talked about on Wednesday, and the markets and how quickly the markets have rallied back, since that turmoil first took place, and the S&P and NASDAQ also setting fresh all-time highs here this week as well. With the overall market, and I know we have talks between the U.S. and China, President Trump and Xi, meeting, of course, this week and discussing things, between the two countries. That's obviously playing into the markets a little bit, because I think things appear to be, you know, fairly good between, you know, both leaders right now, and some of the talks there, what's taking place so far. But again, we're seeing investors right now looking at, you know, the technology sector, and that's really been, you know, one of the big themes here this week. This latest artificial intelligence related enthusiasm, if you will, has been the big driver to the markets this week. Many of these companies moving higher. But the AI momentum, I think, the technology momentum, again, it's been the big story, but it's also triggering worries, Kim, that this latest wave to the upside here this week and the last couple of weeks, the latest buying wave, I should say, has been more mechanical, if you will, or more forced in nature. That, you know, kind of people are piling at the last minute, kind of jumping on the bandwagon, that we're not quite sure if earnings will support some of these valuations that these technology companies are currently showing or demonstrating. You know, we're seeing companies, again, here even pre-market, that are moving higher this morning. And again, some stocks are trading lower, though, based on their earnings. So kind of some back and forth action here this morning right now. Thursday, though, marked a winning session. The Dow actually reclaimed its 50,000-point level yesterday, S&P closing higher as well. But right now, futures aren't so hot. This morning, Dow futures are down 413 points. S&P 500 futures are off 87 points, Kim. NASDAQ futures are down 500 points, unfortunately, but we still should make out to have a winning week. Sunshining, 80 degrees is what I hear tomorrow, Kim, maybe 90 next week. We'll talk about that on Monday morning, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Lorien Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorien Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorienAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
The Sean Hannity Show.
We have to remember that Trump is the guy who ushered in the era of fake news.
They are the ones that peddled the phony news. The irony of all of it is none of these people have come to the realization yet that legacy media died. And it is dead, it is gone, it is buried.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
All right, again, thank you, Tim Herr, with RBC Wealth Management. He has the Morning Market Flash every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And, yeah, I think this entire time with the attack in Iran, the markets really haven't been really reflective of what we're seeing with the oil prices. So, I mean, I guess it's good news. We shall see what happens over the weekend. As I mentioned, President Trump, he wrapped up his trip to China. We'll talk about that a little bit in the next hour. But I also got some great comments on Facebook. Again, good morning to all of you. I wanted to read here because we were talking about Scott Willens. Well, I should say retired Lieutenant Colonel Scott Willens. I got to get it right. Let's see. Marion on Facebook said, good morning. I love Scott. We got to see him at the Freedom Fest. His mom is also great. And yes, he did sing the national anthem at the Freedom Fest as well. Scott's a great guy. When you need him, he's there. You know, this is what I love about our veterans, by the way. All right. I mean, think about this. I told you guys this before. Some of the best candidates running for office that I've ever worked with, veterans. They work hard. They don't have excuses. See, this is why I know if you set a lot of these juveniles, because we're talking about the sidestep program and the inspector general and the mayor. If you send a lot of these juveniles to like a military type school, they will come out a lot better, right? Our chances, the percentages, they would look a lot better because I'm telling you, you know, just the way that they are trained, the way that they have trained their, not just their bodies, but their mindset, it's totally different. And that's what a lot of these young people need, you know. And I told you guys this before. My dad was in foster care, and he said his best foster care parent that he had him for quite some time, was a gentleman that was a service member. He was in the military, and he treated him like he was in the military as a young boy. And in the foster care system and the way that my dad apparently behaved, he needed that. He needed that. He got my dad when he was a teenager. My dad's dad died when he was 13 years old. And then a lot fell apart after that. And so he and his brothers and sisters were kind of split up. But when he and one of his brothers went to this guy that was in the military, and they treated, I guess apparently he treated them like they were in military camp every single day. And he said that was the best thing that ever happened to him. And then he got on the right track, went to school, went to college, and became an executive at IBM in the early 80s. And the rest is history. Then he had this amazing daughter, Kim Klasick. It's funny. Over the weekend, real quick, on Mother's Day, my mom, she gave me a card. And in, she said, look, these pictures, they were in my dad's wallet, apparently. He passed away in 2019. And she gave me the pictures that he had in his wallet. He had three pictures of me in there, like school photos. And on the back, I wrote every time, from your favorite daughter, Kim. I was the only daughter. I have nothing but brothers. Anyways, I can't believe he kept those all that time. When we get back, we'll talk more about the Inspector General, and we'll also talk about the Baltimore City budget, because it is a high budget as the population continues to decline.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. U.S. support for Taiwan and China's claim on the self-governed island democracy proved a big sticking point in talks between President Trump and Chinese President Xi at their summit in Beijing. Mr. Trump is now heading back home to Washington. He says he has not decided whether he'll allow a major American arms sale to Taiwan to go through. Overall, the president says he is pleased with the way the summit went, says some good trade deals were reached, including an agreement by China to purchase some 200 Boeing jetliners and an agreement to buy American soybeans. The death toll in a Russian attack on an apartment building in Kiev has risen, now stands at two dozen. And new U.S. House districts in Florida face their first test in court. State judge set to hear arguments on a request to block the new districts from being used in the midterms. This is SRN News.
Hey, Sean Casey here with Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back. Amazing. For nearly a full decade now on WCBM, you've been helping families plan their next big move by eliminating the typical risk home sellers face. So as we head into early summer, what's your best advice for sellers who want to get the most money but don't want to be bothered by the typical hassles?
Thanks, Sean. Yeah, 23 years helping thousands of families sell for their price and with certainty. Right now, inventory and days on market are increasing. That's why smart sellers are asking for more than just empty promises. Our sellers get an upfront written guarantee that if I can't sell your home, I'll step in and buy it at a price and time frame you agree to.
I like that. Check out Vinny's hundreds of five-star reviews online from satisfied customers, and I'll add mine as well. Vinny Steele is the only agent I would trust with my own home. Call or text Vinny right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Three games in 11 days, tough enough to do once in a season, but a close look at the Ravens' schedule has the league asking Baltimore to do it twice. Instance number one, October 25th through November 5. It's a Sunday, Sunday, Thursday. Bengals at Bills and then the Jags. And then again, December 20th through the 31st. Another Sunday, Sunday, Thursday. At Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and then at Cincinnati on New Year's Eve night. Baltimore with eight total home games this year, nine on the road. Baseball tonight in D.C., Nats and O's at 6:45, with Shane Boz taking the hill for Baltimore. On the heels of Kyle Bradish's stellar performance against the Yanks, six innings of one-hit shutout baseball thrown against New York. Manager Albanez was asked if that kind of performance could have a spillover effect to other members of the staff.
Yeah, I think so. I think when you're in the clubhouse, when you're grinding with your guys, and you see how hard they work and they're making adjustments and you see it come to fruition out in front of you live, I think it would merit, you know, some of our guys to keep pushing through. They already have that mentality.
Boz has not fared well his last two outings, both losses to the A's and Yanks, pitching to an 8.71 ERA over 10 and a third innings pitched. The middle jewel of horse racing's Triple Crown set for tomorrow. Talking about the 151st running of the Preakness, of course, but not before Black Eyed Susan Day today. Broken Papa, Jumping the Gun, and My Miss Mo are the top three choices on Horse Racing Nation's morning line. And finally, a happy birthday today to arguably the greatest Raven of all time as number 52 turns 51.
Good protection. Intercepted by Ray Lewis, and Lewis is on his way. He's going to go for a touchdown. Oh, my.
Well, late, great Dick Enberg with the call on CBS. Rays pick six of the late Steve McNair cemented the Ravens' 24-10 win over the Titans on their way to glory and Super Bowl 35. Coming up in 30 minutes, a Maryland trainer hoping to make history. And that is Stein on Sports.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Alan Johnson right here on WCBM 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Alan is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Alan's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. on WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and milder today with highs back in the low 70s. Partly cloudy tonight as overnight lows fall into the low 50s. And then over the weekend, big warm-up gets underway. Mostly sunny and very warm on Saturday with highs in the low 80s. And by Sunday, highs are in the upper 80s with a chance for a few isolated storms. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Kim Clayson with an update on the next step in the 2026 Save Our State campaign. First, sign the petition at WCBM.com, then make sure you are registered to vote. Next, plan on voting on primary election day, June 23rd, at your polling place. It's vital to get out the vote, so try and take five voters with you. Do your patriotic duty because change can't happen without your vote. Our founding fathers would be proud. A vote to save our state is a vote heard around the world.
If you've been hurt because someone else was careless, you deserve answers and, of course, compensation. I'm JB the Ouch Guy, and with me, you pay nothing unless we win your case. No upfront fees, no risk, just results. Call 877-OUCH-911 today. Ouch Guy is on your side. Ouch Guy is Yoshua Beer.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Good morning. We're talking about the IG. That's right. The Inspector General of Baltimore City, Isabel Cumming. She has responded to Mayor Scott. She said, look, you know, he's introducing this legislation. And he did that just yesterday. He really did a press conference. The city council hasn't really moved it at all. I still think they have to talk about it. I don't know if they even had a chance to read it yet. But he had a press conference where he talked about basically bringing in an outside agency to look over the shoulder of the Inspector General as she is doing her investigations. That's not how this works. And that's not what the people voted for. And so, you know, that's pretty much what's going on. And Isabel Cumming, she put out a statement yesterday. She does have it posted on her social media accounts if you want to read it. But she said, look, you know, this is craziness, basically. And this is about power. And we've talked about Mayor Brent Scott and the power and the arrogance before. And I told you this in regards to his relationship with the police commissioner, Richard Worley. Remember he was taking Richard Worley around town to these town halls, and he's like, hey, you know, Commissioner Harrison is out, but here's Commissioner Worley, and he was like taking him around to like West Baltimore and all these other areas so people can meet him, which I thought, okay, that's fine, right? I mean, look, a lot of people in the neighborhood, they probably thought, you know what, there's lots of crime here. I would love to personally meet the next police commissioner, and I thought it was fine. The problem was, at these meetings, and of course you had reporters that were there, and we saw, you know, multiple clips and things from the meetings. They even had one that was live feed, on the live feed. And so when Commissioner Worley was asked a question from the community, Mayor Brandon Scott would just cut him off and just answer the question for him. And I'm like, wait a minute, this guy's a veteran. This guy has been on the department for a very long time and in no specific areas, right? Sandtown, Winchester, all those areas over there. And so he was answering the questions for Richard Worley. And he did it at other press conferences as well. And I said, look, this is obviously a control thing. You know, Mayor Scott's got control issues. And so even when you saw Richard Worley at these press conferences talking about arrests that were made or police-involved shootings, you would see Mayor Scott standing right next to him, either shaking his head no or nodding his head yes, as questions were coming at the commissioner, like signaling to the commissioner how he should respond to reporters. Now, Commissioner Worley doesn't need Mayor Scott to tell him how to answer these questions. but he would do it anyway because he's got a control issue. So we've seen this from Mayor Scott before. And I will just say one more time, just because the inspector general, who listened to a whistleblower, by the way, just because the inspector general is investigating Monzi and his sidestep program doesn't mean that she has any bias. In my view, an inspector general that has bias, she would have stepped into that role and she would have investigated Monzi and Safe Streets immediately. I've been screaming from the hilltops, you know, wondering why she hasn't been investigating these entities, you know, for years now. Safe Streets, they found out, remember they went on that trip to California? You know, remember that? They went on a trip to California and they couldn't really answer why. And then after the fact, McKinsey Frost did a report and we found out that they were spending money at like downtown locker room. Like they had like went shopping or something in L.A., you know, with the money from the city and, you know, from the whether it was the ARPA funds or, you know, some of those other donations. And we were like, wait a minute, what? They went to L.A. and went shopping? Like, there were so many things where if I were the inspector general, I would be like, hold up. I don't need a whistleblower for this. Give me the books. What's going on over there? Give me the books. But that never happened. Then you saw the FBI raid the Safe Streets location over at Bel Air Edison. Remember that? We still have no idea what came of that, by the way. All right? That's been so hush-hush. But when I saw that happen, and then you saw the charges that went out for an individual that was apparently the supervisor of Safe Streets at that specific location. Remember, he ended up with guns and drug charges. Remember? And I was like, whoa. This guy was trafficking drugs and guns out of that Safe Streets location? And we talked about that in relation to, and Robert in the text line, I know you were on top of it, because there was a shooting. There was an all-out shootout just weeks before that, when they had like one of those back-to-school supply cookouts. And wait a minute. So if he's trafficking guns, and then there was a shootout, wait a minute. You know, we need more information. So I thought even then the inspector general should have got involved. But Isabel Cumming, not having any bias, she explained to the media at that time that she doesn't just hop on things because they come out in a news story. She waits for either a whistleblower or somebody within those agencies to come forward with information showing, you know, that there's particular issues in that department. So again, I don't see where Mayor Scott's arriving to this concern that there's any bias from the inspector general. I don't see it like that at all. There's been plenty of instances where I could point to examples where she should have had bias, but she didn't. She did not. Also, as Sean Casey mentioned on Casey & Company, Kelly Madigan, who was formerly the Inspector General, award-winning Inspector General in Baltimore County, she's now in Howard County, and she's also being denied access to certain records. Well, what do you know? You see, there's a transparency problem. It's one-party mob rule in this state. And in some jurisdictions, you've got Democrats, same as in the General Assembly, where you've got this one party that pretty much does whatever they want to do. And so because of that, I'm sure there are many records in many of these offices that do not want to hand over things, or records out they don't want to hand over because it would show corruption, fraud, waste, or abuse. And probably for many, many years. Probably many years. And I do believe that's why Kelly Madigan was basically run out of Baltimore County. I do believe that. Again, don't forget, there's a town hall debate for the Democrat candidates for the county executive race in Baltimore County at 7 p.m. Since I'll be home with my, you know, of course, my hideous face now after my procedure yesterday, I will be able to catch it live. And I'm sure we'll talk about it on Monday, but they're having their debate tonight on Fox 45 at 7. And, you know, that's another thing. I talked a little bit about Izzy Patoka, but Julian Jones, the way he handled the inspector general conversation, remember, he was voting for Khadijah Walker. And he's also one that wanted Kelly Madigan to have less access, less power as the inspector general in Baltimore County. And there were a lot of people that assumed, the perception was that he wasn't just on his own with this idea. People assumed that he was also doing some work for former county executive Johnny Osheski. Now, the Baltimore County Council did say that they want some records released that I guess they were hiding basically a settlement Patrick Murray is his name, somebody that worked at the county executive's office. They were hiding a settlement. At first, the Boulder County Council voted to not release those records. But now that you have so many people that are, you know, vying for this Boulder County executive position, now they want to, I guess, want to step up and kind of try to do the right thing or give us the perception that they want to do the right thing. So we'll have to wait and see if that happens. All right, now, the question of the day, real quick, it's a simple question. Go to WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Also, it's on the app, WCBM 680, free in the App Store. But the poll question of the day has to do with the Preakness. It's very simple. Are you watching the 2026 Preakness Stakes? Riley, producer, are you watching the Preakness Stakes? Probably not. All right. Is it because Golden Tempo, the Kentucky Derby winner, is not there? That, and it's because it's in Laurel. Oh, wow. You know, so for me, the Kentucky Derby winner not being there, I do see that as an issue. I do. But, you know, what could Laurel Park do about that? I mean, it's, you know, that was up to, obviously, the trainer and the owner of the horse. But that's why, you know, this question is now up there as whether or not they should try to spread these things out. But like I said, this, I guess the horses are soft these days. Just like this next generation. I mean, you know, way back when, as Sean pointed out, Seabiscuit, there were so many horses that easily ran all three races. And they weren't asking for more time. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, well, the horse, we got to make sure he's okay. It's healthy. And his knee hurts. It's like, tell him to run this thing. What's going on? Right? And then, of course, this happens more than once, right? This isn't the first time where you saw a horse skipping the Preakness. But it is funny because we're talking about the first female trainer to have the Kentucky Derby winner. You know, if I were her, if I was it Sherry DeVoe, I would say, you know what? As a female trainer, I want my horse out there. My horse is running all three races. Let's go. Let's get it. You know, just like a little, you know, just to say, look, I'm not as soft as some of these other guys. Now you have a woman trainer. Now you'll see. Now you see, we can, you know, we can handle this. But that didn't happen. That did not happen. Anyways, go ahead, WCBM.com. Take part in our poll. Are you watching the 2026 Preakness Stakes? Yes or no? I want to know what you think. We'll talk about it at 11 o'clock hour. All right, we got to talk about this budget. Baltimore City, the population's on decline, not just in the city, across the state of Maryland. But according to Mayor Brandon Scott, they still need more money. Things cost more money. All right, take a listen.
Well, this may be the largest budget Baltimore has ever seen, but if city leaders pass this version of the $5 billion budget, city firefighters say public safety will be at risk.
Our taxes, our budget. Our taxes, our budget.
Outside City Hall, taxpayers pleaded for relief and reform.
Baltimore's budget process badly needs an update.
Because it's like waste and fraud and mismanagement.
Moments later, they filled the city council chambers for the council's annual taxpayer night, where council members listened to taxpayers as they consider the largest proposed budget this city has ever seen.
I just want us to work together and make a budget that look more favorable for this nonprofit.
Taxpayers called on council members to reconsider how they plan to spend its $5 billion budget.
You have to fund the funding to support these senior centers.
There are no more excuses for the council.
I'd like to have a fully funded, fully staffed fire department.
Earlier today, the president of the city's firefighters union questioned why the budget is leaving fire crews with one less fire suppression unit each day. President Matthew Koster says the reduction is saving the city $2 million. But on social media, he questioned the decision, writing, "At a time when firefighters across this country and right here in Baltimore continue to make the ultimate sacrifice, this administration believes the answer is to reduce frontline suppression staffing. Haven't our members suffered enough loss?"
I understand that there are under budget constraints, but this is all about safety. You know, what is the cost of someone's life to someone else?
Coincidentally, the $2 million the move will save the city is about the same amount which the mayor plans to add to his office budget, where he plans to add 16 new staffers.
What a coincidence! What a coincidence. The guy that's upset about a podcaster showing him looking like, you know, high on the hog with the gold chains and pouring out the bottle of, what do they pour out these days? Is it still Hennessy? I don't know what that was in the bottle, but, you know, looked at him like a fat politician in the podcast thumbnail picture. And so, of course, Mayor Scott's very upset about that. That's racist. How dare you say that about him? But here he is, wanting to take $2 million away from the firefighters' budget after they begged, crawled on hands and knees for years, begging for $5 million because they need the money. And so now he's saying, you know what? Give some of that money back. Give $2 million back because now I want to hire more people in my office to do what exactly? Your guess is as good as mine. Your guess is as good as mine. I don't know. Why does he need all these people around him? Is it to serve just his ego? I don't know what's going on. But clearly, things are not getting done in Baltimore City. And then he likes to point to the homicide rate or the non-fatal shooting rate. My guy, stop doing that. That's thanks to State's Attorney Ivan Bates. Because you were the mayor, as we had State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby, and those were the highest homicide numbers and non-fatal shootings that we've ever seen in this city. It was Ivan Bates that said, grab a toothbrush because you ain't going home. And here you were, Mayor Scott, in 2020, talking about what? Reimagining public safety. Not to reimagine public safety, lock up the criminals. Boom, that's it. It's that simple. And so, yeah, he takes credit for that. Then he goes over to Madrid. He's taking credit for the vacant houses. And that's another issue for our firefighters. If you don't remember, Mayor Scott, you lost three firefighters, another one injured on South Stricker Street in a vacant home. And, of course, it was set by some criminal. The fire was set by a criminal. Because you allow criminals to walk the streets and you allow vacant homes to just sit there. Those lives, in my opinion, it will always be my opinion, are on the city. You have blood on your hands. Because of the conditions of the city, those three firefighters are dead. Let's not hold back on the truth. You know it like I know it. You know like I know. And you did nothing afterwards. And then you had the nerve to go out of country talking about the vacants because they can't see what's going on here. So you leave the country to pretend like you're doing a great job. You're not doing a great job. We know you aren't doing a great job. But the people in Madrid, they don't know. Pathetic. And so now here you have the situation. Anthony, I saw your comment on Facebook. Great comment here. He says, meanwhile, here they are giving the runaround to the homeless advocates, the homelessness advocates like Christina Flowers. And he says, Anthony says, it's the least problematic issue that we currently have in the city. That they like, it's not like Christina Flowers is out there protesting on City Hall. She's not, you know, in the media talking trash about people. She just wants to do something about the homelessness. That's it. She even stood up, as you heard there in the budget hearing, nicely, politely. She said, hey, guys, I just want to make sure that we can handle this year. That's it. She's not problematic. She's trying to help. The city should have hired her, to be honest with you, a long time ago. But that would be too much like common sense, right? Yeah, it would be too much like common sense. When you get back, if you want to weigh on this, you can. Obviously, I have your text messages to read as well, so stay right there. I did tell you guys about my new favorite hangout. It's the Social Kitchen at Yorktown Social off of Cranbrook Road. It is a casual, contemporary, and trendy space with vibrant, beautifully designed surroundings just made for mingling. I know a lot of people have already said they've gone by there, and it looks like that they've walked or stepped into a great restaurant in Las Vegas. It does look that great. I've had the chance to eat there myself. As I told you, the tapas-style menu is my favorite. They've got the pineapple shrimp ceviche, the short rib egg rolls, and honestly, the crab cake balls. You see me post those all the time. Those are my favorite. So whether you're grabbing a bold cocktail or heading back to the private bourbon bar, this place has it all under one roof. It's truly amazing. Don't be surprised if you see me there, too. And hopefully you do say hello. Bring your friends and family and experience it for yourself. Go to yorktownsocial.com to see the full menu and hours open. Again, it's Yorktown Social, and they've got lots of live performers as well that are great. This could also be your new favorite hangout spot, so what are you waiting for?
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
What is your read on President Xi? I mean, you read that their economy is struggling. You read that he's isolated. You read both Putin and President Xi have a pretty high degree of paranoia. What is your read as you look at President Xi from a distance going into the meeting?
Yeah, I think my read has been what I think has been for a while, and that is China has a plan. I mean, they clearly view themselves, they believe they will be the world's most powerful country. They'll surpass the United States, and they have a plan to do it. And they're executing on that plan, and I don't blame them. If I were the Chinese government, I'd have the same plan. We, on the other hand, don't view it that way, and we don't want to see anything. We're not trying to constrain China. But their rise cannot come at our expense.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Now, when we talk about Israel, we're not just talking about a place. We're also talking about a people connected to a promise right now in Israel. You see, Iran has been targeting densely populated areas. Families running to shelters, sirens sounding left, right, and sideways. These cluster bombs hitting cities like Tel Aviv. It's been horrible. Christians and Jewish people together are standing for the people that are suffering the most and providing humanitarian assistance. That's where the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews comes in, and they are providing all of this humanitarian assistance, food and water and medicine and clothing and shelter. And by the way, they have their mobile medical clinics for the elderly as well, but they desperately need our help. Please help the people in Israel fighting for their very survival and their time in need. Go to this website, PrayIFCJ.org. That's PrayIFCJ.org today.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today. Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Yeah, all right, good happy Friday. It is Black Eyed Susan Day as well for all those that celebrate. Go to the text line here. Ron says, my head is about to explode. First of all, I find it hard to feel sorry for the Firefighters Union after their endorsement of Brandon Scott. However, if Punky Brandon, is that like Punky Brewster, remember that? Rod, Punky Brandon needs to reduce the budget. He should freeze his staff, stop traveling, and cut his security detail in half. You know, he has an armored vehicle. Save some money, Brandon. Cut security down to two cops. Last point, Sean said that the recovery of Pimlico may require gentrification of Park Heights. Ha ha ha. Ghetto Brandon and his thug life friends won't let white people move in. Not now, not ever. Yeah, Ron. And look, and if, you know, I'm sure there are many white people that are looking at many areas of Baltimore saying, I don't want any parts of that. Because there are middle class black families that are saying, I don't want any parts of that, okay? When you lose the black population because of other black people that make it very difficult to live there, well, guess what? Yeah, you're going to lose a lot. You're going to lose a lot. And, Ron, you're correct. I mean, they're going to try to, I'm sure they'll try to do regentrification, but who's going to want to live over there? No one. That's, you know what? That's what we were asking before, whether or not putting money into Pimlico was even the right thing. They said, oh, we'll make it a multi-purpose type, you know, building and all this other stuff. Like, who's going over there? They were talking about some of the musical acts and things like that. I mean, aren't they going to the Sphere, right? The Sphere that's going into National Harbor. Oh, man, this state. All right, Todd in Street, he says, Kim, I lived in Fells Point on several boats that I owned for a total of 14 years, and I'm totally aware of the fire, police, marine units, etc. After life in the city started to change, I moved to Harford County. I remember being able to walk from my marina to the horse at 1:30 a.m. for last call safely, then hitting the pizza place on Broadway, getting a sub, and back to my boat safely. This little punk is killing the city. Again, Todd in Street. Yeah, Todd. It is, you know, for me, it's kind of long gone. And when you look at what they're trying to do as far as revitalizing it, right, the renderings from David Bramble, the developer, I mean, just putting high-rise condos, who's moving in there? There's nothing else there that would attract anybody, you know, to the harbor. High-rise condos, please, forget about it. Forget about it. Anyway, so like I say, there's no light at the end of the tunnel. I do want to talk about, though, our next guest, retired Lieutenant Colonel Scott Willens. He's going to join us here at 10 o'clock. Special surprise. We're going to talk about Preakness with Scott, and I really am happy for him. It's a big day for him. Like I said, he's been around town. You guys know Scott singing the national anthem, and now he's got a big deal just tomorrow. Stay right there.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. After 2 days of talks, the Trump-Xi summit is wrapped up in Beijing. Both sides claim progress in stabilizing U.S.-China relations, but differences remain. The status of Taiwan, one of those differences. Still, President Trump says there was a meeting of the minds on Iran.
We've really done some wonderful things, I believe. We did discuss Iran. We feel very similar to Iran. We want that to end. We don't want them to have a nuclear weapon. We want the straits open. We're closing it now. I mean, they closed it, then we closed it on top of them. But we want the straits open.
Mr. Trump says no final decision has been made on a pending American arms sale to Taiwan. He also says the summit produced some major trade deals. Not so long ago, this would have been unthinkable, a CIA director paying a visit to Cuba. But John Ratcliffe has done just that.
The Cuban state media announced that high-level officials from the Cuban government had met with Ratcliffe, an extremely unusual visit by the head of the CIA to Cuba. The Cuban officials said that they had told the U.S. government that Cuba presented no kind of security threat to the United States whatsoever. Cuba is dealing with the consequences of U.S. sanctions and specifically a very, very serious energy crisis that right now has caused almost a virtual shutdown of the economy because of an absolute lack of fuel now almost, according to the latest reports.
The BBC's Luis Fajardo. The Supreme Court has granted women continued access to the abortion drug mifepristone at pharmacies or through the mail without an in-person visit to a doctor. The High Court is allowing it while a lawsuit plays out in lower court. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 426 points. The Nasdaq off more than 460 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM
ABM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Baltimore County Police are investigating a Thursday afternoon murder in Catonsville. Officers were called to a home in the unit block of Hillside Road at around 3 p.m., where they found a woman dead from an apparent gunshot wound. Detectives say while the investigation remains active and ongoing, there does not appear to be any ongoing threat to the community. There's no word on the circumstances that led to the shooting. And a shooting in Owings Mills has left a 16-year-old and a 19-year-old with life-threatening injuries. Baltimore County Police say the shooting happened in the 4800 block of Simmons Drive at around 6:30 Thursday evening. Both of the victims were taken to hospitals. Police have not released any information on a suspect, and the investigation remains ongoing. And Anne Arundel County Police have issued a traffic advisory ahead of today's Black Eyed Susan Stakes and Saturday's 151st running of the Preakness Stakes at Laurel. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Gary Stein on sports.
O's trying to stack some wins. Start a three-game set in D.C. tonight at 6:45 with Shane Boz on the hill. Manager Albanez was asked on Wednesday how much fun was it beating the Yanks 2 out of 3 at Camden Yards.
Yeah, it's just fun to win the series, period. This might sound redundant, but don't we look at the past? We got to stay in the present, day one mentality.
And a sidebar, Baltimore had been 0-9 against left-handed starters before the series, but then went 2-0 against New York. 2 weeks after Cherie DeVoe became the first woman to train a Kentucky Derby winner with Golden Tempo, Maryland trainer Brittany Russell has a chance to complete the Triple Crown sweep of female trainers when she saddles Taj Mahal in the 151st running of the Preakness tomorrow.
It's great for women. I think it's great for the sport. I mean, obviously, I'd love to make history, but right now I'm trying to just focus on winning.
Laurel Park is Russell's home track, and with husband Sheldon riding Taj Mahal, the pair could be the first married couple, at least as trainer and jockey, to win a Triple Crown race. And a sidebar, Jenna Antonucci won the 2023 Belmont with Arcangelo. Coming up in 30 minutes, the NFL schedule's out and the Ravens may have gotten hosed. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, this is Sean Casey with an update on the next step in the 2026 Save Our State campaign. First is to sign the petition at WCBM.com. Then, plan on voting early in person June 11th through June the 18th at your early voting center. It's crucial to get out the vote, so try and take 5 voters with you. Remember, change can't happen by sitting at home. So do your patriotic duty. Our founding fathers would be proud. A vote to save our state is a vote heard round the world.
WCBM News Time, 10:06. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. A brighter day ahead of us. Mostly sunny, little breezy and milder with temperatures in the low 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows back in the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
57 degrees in Bowley's Quarters, 56 in Pikesville, and 58 in Joppa Town. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday and happy Black Eyed Susan Day. It is the weekend many people are excited about, but usually it's a lot more people excited about this weekend. But usually, because usually they're at Pimlico, this year, because of renovations that we are very happy for, right? We'll put a smile on our faces. We're very happy. No, we are happy. Pimlico, if you've ever been to the Pimlico track, you can tell that renovations are long overdue. So, I'm sure Preakness, is it next year or the year after? We're going to ask our special guest where Preakness goes back to Pimlico, and I'm sure it'll be a grand opening. And you know what? I'm sure that year it'll be a packed house. So, of course, the question of the day today at WCBM.com, are you watching the 2026 Preakness Stakes brought to you by Renovation Real Estate? Go ahead and take part in our poll, and then we'll talk about that in the 11 o'clock hour. But to continue talking about Preakness, we got a special guest on the line, retired Lieutenant Colonel Scott Willens. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good morning, Kim.
Oh, man, Scott.
I'm a little nervous.
A little nervous. So that was my question for you today. First and foremost, Scott, I just saw you. I guess that was last week at
Bernie Flowers' congressional campaign event. Love Bernie.
Yes, yes. And, of course, you were there. You run in the door. You know, there was a ton of traffic that day. You run in the door, and you're handed the mic, and you just, immediately you're singing the national anthem. It is something that you do often. And so today, announcing here, you will be singing the national anthem at Preakness, right?
That's correct. Yeah, I was kind of in a rush from getting from the animal hospital to make sure I got there on time for Bernie. But I'm gonna spend the day. No rushing tomorrow. We're gonna spend the day watching the races, enjoying it, and getting warmed up.
Yeah. So as you mentioned, you're nervous. I mean, you've done this so many times, and
this is a totally different level. I mean, I've done a couple of Freedom concerts for Sean Hannity back in 2009 and 10 at Six Flags. I've done a lot of Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North's Freedom Alliance events since 2004. A couple of Frederick Keyes games, a Blast game. Changes of command, promotions, and retirements, but this is a whole different national/international level with notable historical singers here like Charlie Pride, Neo, recently Catherine McPhee and Jimmy Charles. So there's a long list of illustrious singers, and I'm unheard of other than maybe the local Maryland music scene with bands over the past 18 years.
No, you are not unheard of. I know what you're saying here in Maryland, but, I mean, we post you all the time, Scott. I mean, there's people, that absolutely know who you are. And if not, this is really going to put you on the map. First and foremost, congratulations. This is a huge honor. I can't even imagine. Like, there was a text or a comment on my Facebook when I said that you were coming on the show today. Again, we're speaking to retired Lieutenant Colonel Scott Willens. I posted it on Facebook, and there was a woman. She goes, "Oh, my gosh, I met Scott. I love him and his mom."
My mother is Deplorabella. So it's for listeners of Rob Carson, the octogenarian who calls in quite frequently with fantastic political insights. That's my mother.
I had no idea Deplorabella was your mom. I had no idea. So will she be there with you?
No, she won't. She'll be with me in spirit, and she'll be watching on TV. So
okay, all right. Yeah. So she should be hitting the record button.
Yeah, it's definitely an honor to do this, for the country. I've served for 20 years and in Iraq in 2007. For my family, I mean, it's Military Appreciation Day, which is not just for us, but it's for our families who make that happen, who enable our careers, who hold down the fort at home while we're deployed or on other missions. And also, I really want to honor Army Corporal Stephen McGowan, who is a casualty notification. I notified his mother in March 4th of 2005 that he had died in Iraq. And a lot of the musical things that I do since then over the last 21 years have been in his name to raise funds and continue to forge that relationship with the family that I now call family over the last couple of decades.
That's absolutely beautiful. You know, Scott, I love the fact because, singing at Preakness, obviously a huge honor. But here you are performing in a capacity where it really isn't political, right? It's not biased one way or another. So I know you have done blast games and things like that in the past, but, that's got to mean a lot, too, in itself.
It does. And I think, too, I mean, as a veterinarian, to be involved, and you know, my wife has a off-the-track thoroughbred named Winner, who we're very proud of. I'm not an equine veterinarian. The last horse that I treated was a zebra in vet school 30 years ago in my last year, and since then it's only been seahorses. So I don't really have the street cred with horse people of being that kind of veterinarian. But I think it's kind of neat that you know that tie-in for this year.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Absolutely. Again, we're speaking to retired Lieutenant Colonel Scott Willens. He's singing the national anthem tomorrow at Preakness. Of course, when I found out you sent me the text, I was so happy for you, Scott. You have no idea. I've seen you perform so many times.
I could feel it.
Yes, because I've seen you so many times. And this is just, it's huge. And it's an honor, but it's like you deserve this moment. You absolutely deserve it.
Well, I hope I do it justice for the country. I mean, this is a 250th birthday. I can't think of a better year in my lifetime to be honored to be able to do this. And I also want to thank my friend and sound engineer, Dayton Alford. He's done sound for several of my bands over the years, and he made this connection for me with the people from the Maryland Horse Racing Association. He's tried to do this for the Ravens going on 3 years now, so we'll see what happens there and how I do. But, I don't know. I've got a gig tonight on Solomon's Island Tiki Bar with Weird Science. That's my 80s band. And then the last big race tomorrow is not going to be at Laurel. It's going to be me racing from Laurel to Hampstead to play another gig at the Coon Club with Weird Science. So, it's a jam-packed weekend, but I'm hoping to relax in the stands and enjoy the races tomorrow.
Yeah, and you know what? Beautiful weather. You couldn't have asked for better weather. Does that make a difference when you're singing?
I think so. I mean, I've done it when it's really cold. I've done it in Iraq when it was 120s and 130s. I've done it with colds. I've done it with COVID. So, you know, there's sometimes elements of yourself and the environment that you can't control, and those are really the wild cards. So, but I'm going to do it straightforward the way I usually do, and not a lot of pretty straight on the mark and not a lot of tricks and turns. I'm not Whitney Houston. Nobody is. And just sing it straight, especially to honor the uniform. And I just hope that people yelling, oh, doesn't throw me off, because that is a Maryland thing, and I'll do that.
Right. You got to be prepared for that. So we're not going to get, like, the Fergie rendition from you. I remember
never.
I will never forget about that. And I like Fergie. I do, too.
She really undersold herself with that. But
Yeah, that was one heck of a rendition. Just so you guys know, in case you didn't see it, she was singing at, was it the NBA All-Star Game? Or I know it was an NBA game. And I know it was a big deal, but boy, oh boy, she tried to do her own thing, and it just, it missed the mark,
It's a march, sing it straight. Sing it, you know, not just getting the words right, it's getting the timing and the breathing should be under 90. If you're over 90 seconds, it's too long.
Okay. All right. So there you go. You got a rule of thumb there. Again, we're speaking to retired Lieutenant Colonel Scott Willens. He's going to be singing the National Anthem at Preakness tomorrow. I wanted to ask Scott, did they tell you kind of about the crowd size? Like, you know, they're in person and then on television. Yeah. Do you know what to expect?
Normally, it's about 60,000 or more at Pimlico, and you had asked when they're opening. I don't know if they're going to open it. The plan is they'll open it up again next year. I'm sure it'll be open before the key bridge is, but I think this year is going to be pared down quite a bit, maybe 4,800 tickets and the rest VIP. So there might be 5,000 to 6,000 on site, but it's still got the national televised on NBC. And the afternoon events start at 4 o'clock. The color guard will be getting ready around like 4:20, and I think I'm scheduled at 4:25. But I would also encourage people to watch the opening ceremony in the morning, which is going to have some military tributes, and there's going to be, I believe, a Navy midshipman singing. So I please encourage you to support that Naval Academy student as well tomorrow morning.
Nice. Well, I do have a text here from Randy in the text line. He says, good morning, Kim. My brother is the acting superintendent of Laurel Park Racecourse, and he says that Pimlico, which is also owned by the Maryland Jockey Club, will be reopened for practice by next year. So there
That's
you
great
go.
News.
That is great news. That is
and
great
I've
news.
And I've never gone to this, so it's going to be overwhelming in that regard, too, but maybe being in a little smaller venue is a good thing.
Okay, so you've never gone. So here's my next question for you then, Scott. I was going to ask you, you know, it sounds like, you know, this is a huge day for you, right? And a lot of this is, you worked very hard, right? A lot of this is not luck. You have worked very hard to get to this point. But it also is a kind of a lucky day at the same time. Do you plan on bidding on any of the horses?
I think I'm going to look at them. I'm going to ask some advice. But I think maybe Great White, because that's such a tall horse and the stride's long and got a little wild at the Derby and was scratched a couple of weeks ago. But it also means that he's not, his energy is 100%. He didn't run that race. So I think I might bet on Great White. Minimally. I'm not a big gambler.
You're not a big gambler. Okay.
No, just for fun.
Yeah. Well, at least you're thinking about it. Well, Scott, you know, again, congratulations. Huge congratulations to you. Lieutenant Colonel Scott Willens will be singing the national anthem tomorrow. Do you know about around what time you're supposed to take the stage?
Yeah. I think the color guard's 4:20 and I join them. So around then, but they start at 4 p.m. with the NBC coverage and tribute.
All right, so there you go, you guys. If you're watching or you're not watching, you got to at least turn it on by like 4:15, and that way they're able to see you. Scott, before you go, if I could just ask, because obviously this is a big question, it is every year. You know, this year we have the Kentucky Derby Golden Tempo. He's sitting this one out, the Preakness, and then he'll go on to the Belmont. But I wanted to ask you, because again, it's a question that many people have. In your opinion, do you think that perhaps maybe it's time to spread these races out so we can?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think if there's concern and angst about having them 2 weeks apart, that maybe spreading them out to three or four might give the horses more rest time and greater opportunity to actually have a Triple Crown winner.
Yeah, yeah. Because I would think, honestly, and not that Pimlico didn't have a good turnout, you know, each year, but I think you would really have a lot more of a turnout if there was, you know, this hope that there was going to be a Triple Crown winner. So
yeah, and it's always the middle one, and it's always the one that if somebody wins the Derby, they're going to wait out and then do the Belmont. So
yeah,
it probably gets the short end of the stick being in the middle like that.
Yeah. Well, Lieutenant Colonel Scott Willens, what do I say? Because you can't say good luck when you're going out there to sing the national anthem. Do people still say break a leg? What do people say?
You can say whatever you want.
Well, how about
this?
It will
be taken to heart is very well, much appreciated.
Yeah, well, I'll say this again. Congratulations to you. And I will be watching. And we are so proud of you. I know you're saying, oh, they might know me around Maryland. But guess what? For us, you're a hometown hero. And we are so proud of you and so excited for you. So congratulations. And I'm sure we'll talk soon. We'll see you soon, I'm sure, as well.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. All right. There you have it. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Scott Willens. Many of you know him. I didn't realize his mom, Brian, the producer, did you know his mom was, what is it, Deplorabella? You knew it? I didn't know that. Brian, the producer, knew this. Brian, why don't you share this information? I got to do more research. You're right. You're right. All right. Coming next, if you want to weigh in or just shoot Scott a congratulations, I can read it here or even take your phone calls here. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Again, so excited for him. We get back. We will talk about Trump's wrap up there in China. And then also, I do want to mention that Bill Ferguson, Senator Bill Ferguson, he might not have gotten Governor Wes Moore's endorsement, but he did. He did capture another really big endorsement. So we'll talk about that as well.
Car crash, slip and fall, workplace injury. Serious injuries mean serious bills. Before you talk to an insurance company, talk to me. I'm the Ouch Guy. I know Maryland law, and I know how to win. Call 877-OUCH-911. Ouch Guy is Baltimore strong. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beer.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, by the grace of God, it's finally Friday on the show. The Unusual Suspects, the always awesome Tony Kennett from the Daily Signal, Mary Walter from Mary Walter Radio, and from HollywoodandToto.com, the one and only Christian Toto, new comedy from Jim Gossett, and, of course, whatever's in the news cycle, I will cover it.
Thank God it's
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, again, thank you, Lieutenant Colonel Scott Willis, for joining the show. And congratulations again to you. And congratulations to Deplorabella. Right? I wonder, does Rob Carson know about this? Does he know that Scott's singing the national anthem at the Preakness? I gotta text him. He does? Brian, the producer, you would know. Rob knows everything. All right, there you go. There you go. But congratulations to Deplorabella as well. What a great son you raised. Wow. That is just something interesting there. Well, anyways, I'll be watching for sure. Don't forget, he said it's about around 4:20 tomorrow is when he'll take the stage there. That is really exciting. That's huge. You know, now that he's singing the national anthem at the Preakness, now he's going to have to start charging some of these candidates. You know, he's big time now. He's big time, right? You know, Scott, he's such a great guy. Like, he shows up, you know, he's like, look, if you need me, you need me. You know, he's that kind of guy. I didn't realize, gosh, his band, Weird Science, it sounds like they have a heck of a tour schedule themselves. Now, but this is band season, right? Because I feel like band season kicks off, like, right at the beginning of May. And then you start seeing the bands everywhere. But anyways, if you know about the band Weird Science, or you follow them on social media, you can follow Scott there as well. I am going to read a couple of your text messages here. Of course, we were talking about some of the things in Baltimore City this morning. John, our firefighter, John, again, thank you for your service. He says, good morning, Kim. The fact that Mayor Brandon Scott is doing everything he can to obstruct Isabel Cumming means that she is over the target and ready to drop the bombs. And he is doing everything he can to prevent it from happening. And he wants to increase his staff significantly at a tune of millions of dollars, but yet wants to defund one fire company. The Baltimore City Fire Department is only about 56% of what it used to be in 1960. That many companies have been closed. I get it, the population is significantly less, but our call volume is about 9 times greater than it was back then. And when people leave, they don't take their houses with them or their empty businesses. It is disgraceful. And yet another in the continuing trend of corrupt mayors. Yeah, and that's why the question of the day yesterday, you know, and I apologize, I didn't get to the results yesterday. I apologize for that. But I asked you, you know, your opinion, who was a better mayor? You had on there Stephanie Rawlings-Blake, Catherine Pugh, Mayor Scott, and Kurt Schmoke. Obviously, over 80% said Kurt Schmoke. But no one, and that was as of yesterday towards the end of the show. I got to go back and check it again in case anybody voted for Mayor Scott overnight. But there weren't any votes for Mayor Scott. People believe that Catherine Pugh and Stephanie Rawlings-Blake even did a better job than they see from Mayor Scott. And I would agree. And this whole thing, beefing up his office, calling actions racist that aren't racist, even though being racist himself against white people. And that's another part of that, right? He's like, oh, that black podcaster. He's a self-hating podcaster. That's why he calls me out for living high on the hog. And it's just like, well, no, dude. Whatever you're doing, it seems to be very corrupt. And he even told Mackenzie Frost, if you guys remember that gaggle he had with her, because God forbid he does a sit-down interview with her. But, she's catching him leaving an event, and she asked him about this issue with Isabel Cumming. And it was about the spending all the money at the Orioles games and at the Ravens games. And he said, well, if it's legal, it's not inappropriate. It's like, all right, well, then now you just told us all we need to know. You don't really have any integrity. We didn't think you did. But now you're just letting us know that you don't. And it's a shame because here's a guy that grew up in Park Heights. And he understands just how bad some of these areas are. And instead of at least investing in public safety, like the fire department, he's investing in the yes men and women he wants to put around him in his office. It really is. It's shameful. And, let's not forget the money that he handed out with the ARPA fund. $641 million went out the door, including to his wife's nonprofit. His wife's nonprofit is currently being reviewed. Because apparently they spent the money on stuff they weren't supposed to spend the money on. But even beyond that, with the nonprofits, a lot of them, you're like, okay, you gave them all this money. Where can we point to in the city to say, well, here's where some of that ARPA money went, and look at the positive results that you've got out of it? I can't point to anything, can you? I mean, the ARPA money went out the door, and you had the mass overdose situation over there in Penn North. The numbers, the school numbers, are continuing to go down, the test scores. Also, real quick, because Chris Papps had a post on X this morning, Baltimore City Schools were just ranked here from city schools across the country. I'll read that to you when we get back. But I can't tell you where that $641 million went that made an impact. It was almost as if he was buying votes. That's what it seems, doesn't it? All right, when we get back, we'll talk about those school numbers. We'll also talk about Senator Bill Ferguson and Trump's big trip to China. What did he accomplish while in China? We'll talk about that so much more. Don't go anywhere.
Listen in Washington. Following 2 days of talks, the Trump-Xi summit has wrapped up in Beijing, with both sides claiming progress in stabilizing U.S.-China relations, but differences do remain. The status of Taiwan is one of the biggest sticking points. President Trump says he's made no final decision yet on a pending American arms sale to Taiwan. That sale is opposed by China. The president also says the summit produced some major trade deals involving everything from Boeing jetliners to American soybeans. Not very long ago, this would have been unthinkable, a CIA director paying a visit to Cuba, but John Ratcliffe has done just that, meeting with some top Cuban officials. Sell-off continues on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is down about 370 points, while the NASDAQ is off 342. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you sick of prices constantly rising, especially on some of our basic health essentials? You're not alone, and Rescue's doing something about it. This Memorial Month, Rescue Natural Supplements is featuring huge rollback prices on all of their products, from cholesterol and metabolic support to their best-selling high-intensity omega-3s. What's more, you can actually stack your savings. When you buy two or more bottles, you get bonus bottles for free. Go to res-q.com to shop these deals. Stock up on your favorites or try something new that fits your health goals. Rescue products are meticulously crafted, rigorously tested, and rooted in the belief that wellness should be personal, effective, and grounded in science. So what are you waiting for? Stack your savings with major rollback prices on top of Memorial Month deals site-wide. Shop today at res-q.com or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Now's the best time to put your health first and start feeling better. Just go to res-q.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
3 games in 11 days, tough enough to do once in a season, but a close look at the Ravens' schedule has the league asking Baltimore to do it twice. Instance number one, October 25th through November 5. It's a Sunday, Thursday, Bengals at Bills, and then the Jags. And then again, December 20th through the 31st, another Sunday, Thursday, at Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and then at Cincinnati on New Year's Eve night. Baltimore with 8 total home games this year, 9 on the road. Baseball tonight in D.C., Nats and O's at 6:45, with Shane Boz taking the hill for Baltimore. On the heels of Kyle Bradish's stellar performance against the Yanks, 6 innings of one-hit shutout baseball thrown against New York. Manager Albanez was asked if that kind of performance could have a spillover effect to other members of the staff.
Yeah, I think so. I think when you're in the clubhouse, when you're grinding with your guys, and you see how hard they work and they're making adjustments and you see it come to fruition out in front of you live, I think it would merit, you know, some of our guys to keep pushing through. They already have that mentality.
Boz has not fared well his last 2 outings, both losses to the A's and Yanks, pitching to an 8.71 ERA over 10 1/3 innings pitched. The middle jewel of horse racing's Triple Crown set for tomorrow. Talking about the 151st running of the Preakness, of course, but not before Black Eyed Susan Day today. Broken Papa, Jumping the Gun, and My Miss Mo are the top 3 choices on Horse Racing Nation's morning line. And finally, a happy birthday today to arguably the greatest Raven of all time, as number 52 turns 51.
Good protection. Intercepted by Ray Lewis, and Lewis is on his way. He's going to go for a touchdown. Oh, my.
Late, great Dick Enberg with the call on CBS. Rays pick 6 of the late Steve McNair cemented the Ravens' 24-10 win over the Titans on their way to glory and Super Bowl 35. Coming up in 30 minutes, a Maryland trainer hoping to make history. And that is Start on Sports.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Your Fox 25 forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and milder today with highs back in the low 70s. Partly cloudy tonight as overnight lows fall into the low 50s. And then over the weekend, big warm-up gets underway. Mostly sunny and very warm on Saturday with highs in the low 80s. And by Sunday, highs are in the upper 80s with a chance for a few isolated storms. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Bel Air, this is Alfonso. Come experience one of the area's most exciting new spots from the festival, Sol Oaxaca. We're serving up fresh homemade Mexican favorites from guacamole made fresh to tacos, fajitas, enchiladas, and more. Love seafood? We've got it. Vegetarian options? Covered. And don't miss our brick oven pizzas and lunch specials Monday through Friday till 3. Join us for lunch, dinner, or drinks 7 days a week. Just Google Sol Oaxaca Bel Air. SOLOAXACA for Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air. That's Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air. Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air. And come taste what everyone's talking about.
Custom home builders and remodelers. Find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Oh. All right, it's Black Eyed Susan Friday. Yes, 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 it is. Again, another congratulations to retired Lieutenant Colonel Scott Willens. So, so proud of you. He did. He sent me the text, and I'm like, no way. I was probably screaming through the text messages. I mean, because it is. It's huge. And excuse me, if you've seen Scott perform all over the state, as I have, It's so well deserved because, I mean, he sings it nationally at them everywhere. I mean, he pops up if the Republicans are calling, he's there. And, you know, no matter what it is, it takes him to get there, he's there. And he's just an all-around great guy. And, again, congratulations to Deplorabella, his mom. What a great job you did. I did get a text here from Damon. Damon said, good morning, Kim. I agree with you on the discipline of a military school, but unfortunately, these juveniles, when they go back to the same neighborhoods, studies have shown that many of them return to a life of crime. He said, if you can keep them away from that element, they would probably sustain the change and turn out all right. Yeah, and Damon, you know, great point. Thank you for sharing that. But, you know, this is why, excuse me, this is why the city council and the mayor really need to step their game up and change the city, right? I mean, this criminal element only exists in cities and where they allow it to exist. And I know I talk about it all the time because Olivia's dad is from Shamokin, Pennsylvania. You don't have these issues in Shamokin, right? And they always say the same thing. This is why I compare it to Shamokin. Because Mayor Scott, you know, and some of the city council members and even some of the Democrats, you know what? Even some of them that I kind of like Senator Carl Jackson, they'll say, oh, well, the kids are bored. So the kids are bored. And so because they're bored, you think they can go out there and commit crimes and get into trouble? That's not a thing. It's not a thing. Are you saying that's a thing for the black community? Because if so, that's crazy, right? I mean, when they say that, I think, wow, you sound insane even just uttering those words. Oh, yeah, these kids are bored, so they get out there and commit crimes. Yeah, not happening in the Jewish community, not even in the slightest. You don't think some of those Orthodox Jews, you don't think they're bored? I'm sure they're bored. Guess what they're not doing? Carjacking, right? And so they're not carjacking people in Shamokin, Pennsylvania, in a very rural area where there's absolutely nothing to do. They don't have the public transportation. And guess what? They're probably bored. I've been up there many times. Those kids are bored. And they're still not committing crimes. And, you know, that's the piece that I hate in, you know, this culture in Baltimore City. The mentality is, you know, it's a city, so there's going to be some crime. It doesn't have to be this way. You allow it to be this way. I told you before the break, Chris Papps had an interesting post on X this morning. He said, breaking, Baltimore City Schools named America's second worst school district in the daily rank department. The ranking compares academics, safety, teacher retention, and more. Here, get this. In related news, again, Chris Papps from Fox 45's Project Baltimore. He said, the new CEO of Baltimore Schools is coming from America's 10th worst school district. So the new school CEO that they brought in here to Baltimore, he's on the list as coming from the 10th worst school district in the country. And now, you know, we brought him in to do something about our school district. This is going to be great, right? Wow, what could go wrong? You know, I will say, though, on top of that, who wants to come to Baltimore City School District? I'm sure many of those people that saw the opening there for superintendent, they probably saw the numbers. Right. They probably looked at it. You know, anybody that's decent, they probably was like, oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Number two on the list. Worst schools. Let's check out another district. I don't know. I don't really want to move to Baltimore anyway. You know, that's probably another piece of it. Because think about it. The CEO, I mean, it had to be somebody that actually was willing to risk their lives to move to Baltimore. There's a lot to ask the superintendent. You got to want to move to Baltimore. You know, God forbid he has kids in the school system. I mean, I'm sure he's going to try to send his kids, you know, to Baltimore City schools. I mean, look, I know I'm laughing and I shouldn't be laughing at this, but just like let that sink in, right? I mean, you had to find someone willing enough to come here and try to fix the mess that has been made. That's a heck of a task. That's a heck of an ask. Oh, man. Well, anyways, 10 worst school districts in the U.S. This is the 2026 list. Obviously, this data was compiled in 2025. Number one, we'll start at number 10. Number 10, Philadelphia School District, right? Our new CEO is coming from Philadelphia, made the list as number 10. Newark Public Schools, number 9, of course, New Jersey. Number 8 is Milwaukee's Public Schools in Wisconsin. Then you go to Alabama, Birmingham City Schools. Now, our new CEO, remember, he was, I think of a deputy superintendent in both Philadelphia, which is number 10 on the list, and then also in Birmingham, Alabama, which is number 7 on the list. Oh, boy. Missouri, St. Louis Public Schools comes in at number 6. Memphis County Schools, Tennessee, number 5. You got Cleveland School District in Ohio at number 4. Number 3, Jackson Public School District in Mississippi. You've got number 2, of course, it's us, Baltimore City Public Schools, and the worst school district in the country. The crown goes to Detroit Public Schools in Michigan. Now, what do all those districts have in common? If you said black, hey, don't be racist out there. Don't you dare do it, okay? I don't know who's in Jackson, Mississippi. What I'm going to say is they're all run by Democrats. They're all run by Democrats. And, of course, when Chris Pass put this out, I did make a comment on here. The comment's doing pretty well thus far. Of course, he has his book, Failure Factory, connected to this. Don't forget, you can find Chris Pass' book, Failure Factory, How Baltimore City Public Schools Deprive Taxpayers and Students. That's on Amazon. But I said, not a Republican school district in sight. Let's be honest, Democrats do not want an educated populace. And that's what it comes down to. An educated populace in any of these cities would be detrimental to the pockets of those politicians. They continue to pay, they push the same old narrative, you know, we're oppressed, we're this, we're that. You know, they don't follow up. I mean, we don't even have truancy court anymore in Baltimore City. The only jurisdiction in the entire state of Maryland, which is second on the list here, they don't even have truancy anymore. We know the problems. We can point them out easily. Those in charge don't want to fix the problems. And that's by design. And my run in 2020 was all about really pointing that out and hoping that, you know, residents wanted to change by electing me. And you know, a lot of people say, well, Kim, you got to run locally. You know, you got to run in Baltimore City. Here's the thing. In Baltimore City, they rely so heavily on federal and state funds. Right now, you got Congressman Quaisi and Fume. He's securing money, right, to the tune of millions for Baltimore City's public safety. He gave money to ROCA, to GVRS, right? They call Quaisi and Fume all of the time for checks. As soon as you say no, and those federal dollars do not come in, and then you say, here's the thing, here's the incentive. You want this check from the federal level? Here's what you got to do. That's the kind of person you need in that 7th congressional seat. You got to be able to just, you know, stop the flow of federal dollars just because they ask. There's got to be an incentive to do the right thing to get that money. And with Infume, you know, all he cares about is winning the next re-election. So every election cycle, he shows up with another check. You know, there's no stipulation to it. It's one party mob rule. We've got to put that, you know, we've got to cut it off. Anyways, I just wanted to share that with you. It's a shame, but Baltimore City is number 2 on the list. And all of the school districts, the 10 worst school districts, all of them run by Democrats. And I don't think that's a coincidence. Do we have a caller on the line? Our friend Antoinette in Baltimore. Antoinette, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes. Hello. Good morning to you, Kim.
Good morning. Good morning. Real quick, Antoinette, I wanted to ask you, why do you think they leave the public school system the way it is?
Well, you know something? In my own opinion, what's been babbling for years, why is it that every time they get a CEO, they have to go out of state? You're telling me with all the colleges, good colleges that we do have, you cannot find a qualified person in Baltimore, Maryland, to be the CEO? Yeah. That's the first thing.
Yeah, that's a, you know what? That's a great point. We've got Hopkins. You got University of Maryland down the street.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, and Morgan, you know what? Morgan, I think Morgan's a great school.
Yes. Now, I want to cover everything I can cover today. Now, far as my girl, Miss Isabel Cummings, far as Brandon Scott wanting a outside company to audit, he wants that. Because then that person is in his pocket and they won't, you know, find out that he's stealing. Okay?
Right, right.
So why is it, I'm saying this lady has been doing her job all along. The issue is not Isabel Cummings. The issue is Brandon Scott. He's spending money like he's a kid in a toy store.
True.
Okay, now, the other thing is I have an issue with Baltimore, and I'm from Baltimore. Why are you not trying to give the fire department what they need to fight fires? They have a very hazardous job. And to me, you can give Monzie and you can give Safe Streets, you can give all of these places, people that you claim that's, you know, solving crime. Why ain't Monzie and Safe Street out here monitoring these kids? Why are these kids on the street when school is open and the police sitting there and they're not touching them? When I was a kid coming up in Baltimore, we had truancy. If the police seen you in a store or anything, they pulling you up. Why are you out here? You're supposed to be in school.
Yep, but they got rid of that, Antoinette.
They got rid of that.
Yep.
So to me, Brandon Scott, which is our mayor, our governor, Westmore, the people better wake up because they are doing nothing but destroying the city and the state of Maryland. All they doing is money grab. They don't want to fix anything. If they wanted to fix anything, you would see things being fixed.
Yeah.
You know, to me, I'm looking at, personally, Kim, I am a Democrat, okay?
Okay.
I'm not voting in the primary. I'm waiting for the general election.
Wow.
For the past 10 years, I've been voting a whole Republican ticket, and I will continue. And the people in Baltimore, Maryland, they better wake up. They better wake up. You have people that tell me, oh, well, I was born Democrat. No, you wasn't born Democrat. What you need to do is wake up and look around you. They don't want to give us nothing.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for that great day, and I hope it happens. I really, really hope it happens to see them walk all of them out in handcuffs, from City Hall all the way down to the governor's office, all the way down to Annapolis.
Yeah.
They need, so if, you know, Brandon Scott want to audit, Lord knows, I wish they audit the city of Baltimore. It needs to be done. It needs to be done.
Yeah.
Unless the people in Baltimore, Maryland like suffering. What do you think about that?
No, I agree with you. I agree. Antoinette, you know, once Tori Snow said, you know, it's almost like Baltimore City residents are in an abusive relationship and they just can't seem to get out of it.
As far as these kids, you know, a program to put them on the right track. No, you need to put them in jail.
Yeah, that would be great too, but they don't want to do that either. I mean, but you're right. And I think the parents, I mean, look, I understand some kids are tough to handle, but I mean, we've got to push the parents to do more.
Yeah, but they are their kids, but what they need to do is the parents that are not working parents, your kids get in trouble, you know what they need to do? Suspend their benefits.
Yeah.
The parents that are working, they're going to correct them kids when they have to start spending their money. Am I right or wrong?
You're absolutely right.
Yep. Yeah, start making them pay. Lock the parents up. Lock the kids up.
Yep.
It's sad.
It is sad. Antoinette, thank you so much, as always, for calling in. I appreciate you. And, you know, like yourself, you're a Democrat. And like I say all the time, I don't need you to switch parties. I just need you to switch your vote.
Yeah, well, you have a great weekend, Kim.
You too. Thank you so much, as always.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, see, there you go. And this is what I say, like many Democrats that either listen to the show or, you know, text in, I don't need you to switch parties. I don't need you to go to the MVA and register as a Republican. I just need you to vote differently, even if it was just for one election cycle. I need you to hold these Democrats accountable. That's the only way this is going to happen. Even if they had the fear of losing their seat, if people go down there in November and they voted in a way where those in the General Assembly, the Democrats there, the Democrats at City Council or County Council level, if they just saw the numbers creeping up for the Republican Party, that would actually force them to do their jobs. But because they win in these landslide elections, they feel as though they don't have to do their job. So, yeah, I don't need you to switch your party. I don't need you to change the census. I don't need redistricting. I just need you to say, you know what? Enough. Either you do your job or you need to get out of office. Enough. All right. When we come back, I got some callers that want to weigh in. I do want to talk also, I keep saying this, but I do want to tell you who just endorsed Senator Bill Ferguson. And I saw this endorsement coming because of the way that he was really pounding home the 287G ban and how they made that their first priority in Annapolis. So we'll talk about that more. Can we come back?
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition. Better eggs.
Previously on Casey and Company.
This man offers no solutions, but somebody's pulling the strings for this dude because he just has no answers whatsoever until somebody gives him a solution or an answer. But if you're going to be quick to criticize the federal government, and yes, they're fair for criticism, especially in Washington, then I think you should at least offer some kind of solution instead of constantly chirping, criticizing ICE agents.
Start your morning with Maryland's Wake Up Call. Casey and Company, weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
I got a text here from Patricia. She says, thank you, Antoinette of Baltimore. I hope we can get more people to vote Republican to get rid of these Democrats. And as Sean Casey says, demon rat party. Brandon Scott, Mayor BS. And he doesn't call the General Assembly. It calls the he doesn't call it the General Assembly. He calls it the General Sane Insane Asylum. Yeah. Yeah, Patricia, I know. It really is bad. But, you know, when you hear people like Antoinette call in, you know, it does give you hope that one day you can see this. And as she mentioned, she wants to hopefully see it in her lifetime. I would love to see it, too. I got Bruce in Timonium. Hey, Bruce.
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
TGIF to you.
Thank you. You too.
Two things. One of them is we get what we pay for. You know, we pay the coach for the Terps at the University of Maryland. We pay the football coach $5 million a year to coach a college football team. But we pay our police commissioner and some of the other important people, like the person running the Baltimore City school system, you know, we pay them $200,000 a year. Who has a bigger responsibility, right? You're not going to attract the brightest and the best if you're not willing to pay for it. And along with attracting intelligent people who are the brightest and the best in their field, typically those people are going to have a moral compass also and try to do the right thing. The other thing is, I'm seeing more and more on my YouTube feed, all these sites that are coming up, Hannibal is Hungry and Black Conservative Perspectives and Nate the Lawyer and some of the other ones. They're all covering this, they're all covering Baltimore and Brandon Scott and Wes Moore. And I just responded to one of their sites and I said, if you were to make a reality show out of how Brandon Scott and Wes Moore are running the city and the state, you could call it the new Amos and Andy show and Brandon Scott would be Kingfish.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I guess so. Bruce, well, let me just say real quick, because you're right. There are a lot of, there are many black podcasters today that even if they're not Republican, they are calling out the Democrats in these cities. And I guess I'll ask you, Bruce, do you feel as though that gives us hope that there could be change coming soon?
No, I don't have any hope for Baltimore. I mean, people of Baltimore City keep voting for the same people that are bending them over every time. You know, it's like, hey, you know what? They're black, they're Democrats. I'm going to vote for them whether they're screwing me or not. I had a friend one time that said to me, I would vote for a lying Democrat before I would vote for an honest Republican.
And wow.
I just don't get it. It's the lemming mentality. Let's all jump off the cliff into the sea.
Yeah.
And that's basically what they're doing. I mean, it's a damn shame that the people of Baltimore City get bamboozled. I look at it this way. It's just more black-on-black crime.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame. It all looks like it's by design. Well, Bruce, thank you so much. Hope you have a great Black Eyed Susan Friday and a great weekend.
You too, Kim. Thank you.
Thank you. It is a shame. And you know what? And the people that they support, even if it's not the exact same person, they've got the exact same policies. You know, coming up next, we are going to talk a little bit about the Baltimore Executive County race and one of their candidates. They want to reimagine crime and safety over by Towson Town Center. That's a joy to hear. Also, have some callers on the line and text messages to read. Also, Senator Bill Ferguson, in case you missed it, he's been endorsed by CASA. That's right, CASA, they're big advocates for illegal immigrants. And Senator Bill Ferguson has taken a victory lap on that one. He didn't get redistricting done, but he made sure that illegal immigrants were the big winners in Annapolis' general session this year. All right, so much more coming up next. I just wanted to fill you in on that one. I think Senator Bill Ferguson probably most likely will win his seat back, but again, more of the same. Stay right there.
Annapolis is crumbling and taking your hard-earned dollars with it. Westmore and the Democrats are destroying our economy, driving up energy prices, prioritizing criminals over victims, and destroying our communities. I'm Shirai Yousefi, and I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will hold Westmore and the Democrats accountable. I'm Shirai Yousefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for policies that prioritize fiscal responsibility, affordability, public safety, and investment in our communities. Vote Shirai Yousefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Shirai Yousefi. Treasurer Andrew Horbach.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Final round of talks between President Trump and Chinese President Xi having wrapped up. Mr. Trump now on his way back home. Speaking aboard Air Force One, the president touts China's pledge to purchase 200 Boeing jetliners.
This will be by far the largest order ever if they do a good job with the 200, which I'm sure they will. And that's General Electric also, the engines. So they're buying General Electric. So it's approximately 450 engines, 200 planes, and a promise of up to 750 if they do a good job.
The president says China has also agreed to purchase American soybeans. Ukrainian President Zelensky says three children are among the two dozen people killed in a Russian missile attack on a Kiev apartment building, as so much of the world's attention was focused on the Trump-Xi summit in Beijing. Vladimir Putin stepped up Russia's assault on its neighbor, Ukraine. A whole lot of New York City area commuters may soon have to find another way to get to work.
The Long Island Railroad could shut down Saturday at 12:01 a.m. if unionized workers and the train system can't reach a tentative contract. The railroad, which serves New York City's eastern suburbs, is North America's largest commuter rail system, carrying some 250,000 customers each weekday. The railroad and the union representing locomotive engineers, machinists, and other train workers have been negotiating for months. A strike was temporarily averted in September when the Trump administration agreed to help. Those efforts ended without a deal, and both sides were given 60 days to try again. I'm Donna Water.
Following yesterday's record gains, a sell-off this morning on Wall Street. The Dow is down about 383 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index is off around 300 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million, you deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Three more families are suing Baltimore City Public Schools over concerns about the safety and monitoring of autistic students. The lawsuits follow last week's action by the family of a six-year-old child that somehow wandered away from Falstaff Elementary School in May of 2025. On Thursday, attorney Thru Vignaraja held a press conference to share the stories of the families who say their special needs children were able to leave three different city schools without the teachers or staff noticing. City school officials say they're cooperating with the legal process, but they're limited in what can be said because it's an active legal matter. And one of two former police officers convicted in an arson, wire, and bank fraud conspiracy has been sentenced. Philip Dupree of Pikesville will spend 70 months in federal prison, followed by 2 years of supervised release for his role in the schemes to defraud an insurance company and three different financial institutions. Stein on sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's trying to stack some wins. Start a three-game set in D.C. tonight at 6:45 with Shane Boz on the hill. Manager Albanez was asked on Wednesday how much fun was it beating the Yanks 2 out of 3 at Camden Yards.
Yeah, it's just fun to win the series, period. This might sound redundant, but don't really look at the past. We got to stay in the present, day one mentality.
And a sidebar, Baltimore had been 0-9 against left-handed starters before the series, but then went 2-0 against New York. 2 weeks after Cherie DeVoe became the first woman to train a Kentucky Derby winner with Golden Tempo, Maryland trainer Brittany Russell has a chance to complete the Triple Crown sweep of female trainers when she saddles Taj Mahal in the 151st running of the Preakness tomorrow.
It's great for women. I think it's great for the sport. I mean, obviously, I'd love to make history, but right now I'm trying to just focus on winning.
Laurel Park is Russell's home track, and with husband Sheldon riding Taj Mahal, the pair could be the first married couple, at least as trainer and jockey, to win a Triple Crown race. And a sidebar, Jenna Antonucci won the 2023 Belmont with Arcangelo. Coming up in 30 minutes, the NFL schedule's out and the Ravens may have gotten hosed. And that is Stein on Sports.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
WCBM News Time, 11:06. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast, sunny and mild with temperatures in the low 70s. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, temperatures will fall back into the cool low 50s. And then the real warmth arrives for the weekend. More sunshine Saturday with highs in the low 80s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 59 in Bel Air, 60 in Edgemere, and 59 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM. News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. Happy Black Eyed Susan Day. Big weekend. Yes, it's a big weekend in the state of Maryland. You got the 2026 Preakness Stakes. Don't forget the question of the day at WCBM.com. Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Will you be tuning in to the 2026 Preakness Stakes? Are you going to be watching that? Yes or no? Let me know. We'll talk about the poll question in just a little bit. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? We had retired Lieutenant Colonel Scott Willens on the show. He is singing the national anthem at the Preakness this weekend. What a huge honor that is. He said he goes on around 4:20. So if you decide not to watch Preakness, please at least turn it on as Scott sings the national anthem. We want huge ratings for Scott Willens. Huge ratings, all right? Also, we were talking about the Boulder City budget. It is at $5 billion. And, yeah, it's a lot higher than it's ever been. And that's because Mayor Scott, as Antoinette said, is spending money like a kid in a toy store. And she's right about that. He even wants now 16, at least 16 new positions in his office, which would cost around $2 million. And coincidentally, he's asking the fire department to do without $2 million. And so they'll be short-staffed, according to this budget. So, of course, we'll continue to watch to see how this all plays out. Now, Isabel Cumming, the inspector general in Baltimore, she did fire back at Mayor Scott with his latest proposal. He wants a watchful eye on Isabel Cumming as she investigates his office. And he wants to hire an outside agency to do so. And I don't think he's going to get any pushback from the city council. Council President Zeke Cohen does whatever he wants. You know, a lot of people don't like to go against him because, of course, they have things that they want to accomplish as members of the city council. And so they don't usually cross him because he's the one that at the end of the day has to sign off on what they want. And that's just the unfortunate way that city government is set up and county government as well. And we're going to get into the Baltimore County executive race here in just a minute. But I also wanted to just go to the phone lines because we have some people that have been waiting on hold for us. I've got my friend Raymond in Rosedale. Hey, Raymond, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, I'm glad. I'm happy. Oh, Raymond, your phone is breaking up.
Oh, I said I almost had a kidney, but it slipped.
Oh, no. So you're, because you're still waiting for a kidney, right? You've been on dialysis.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for one, but what I'm going to say is...
Well, hold on, Raymond, because we're losing. You're going in and out. Is there a way that you can... Can you move the phone a little bit so we can hear you better?
Let's see. I guess I'll step out of the hallway. I think the government is better than me.
Hold on. We'll see if we can hear you there a little better there, Raymond.
Is this better?
Say it one more time.
Yeah, is this better?
It does sound better. Yes, yes.
Okay, I'm in the hallway now. Well, I think the worst thing that's happened was when black people were put on welfare, allowed to get welfare, because we at one time controlled our own communities. All the neighbors raised everybody's kids. You know, when something went wrong, you got disciplined by somebody. And heaven knows, you didn't want those neighbors to tell your parents what you did. You got it from both ends. And that's what did our kids.
Yeah, well, Raymond, we're losing you again here, but I appreciate you. And you know what? Thank you so much for calling in. I hope that you have a great weekend. And you're so right there, Raymond. I mean, you know, when that whole saying, it takes a village, it does take a village. And I think that the welfare state did, unfortunately, a big number on our community. And, You know, we never corrected it. And it's interesting because, you know, when I hear many Democrats talk about systemic racism being in the system, and it's like, okay, well, if there's systemic racism, you've had one party mob rule here in Baltimore City for so long. And we even had Councilman Conway on the show. Remember, Mark Conway came in studio now that he's running against Kwesi Mfume. And he pointed to redlining. He pointed to white flight. He pointed to racism in Baltimore City. And I, you know, if there's so much racism, you were on city council today. Why aren't you drafting legislation to handle the racism? Why isn't Mayor Brandon Scott drafting legislation to handle the racism? I mean, you know, they say, oh, we're going to invest in underserved communities. To handle racism, is that a rec center? Is that the solution? You have racism, so you build another rec center with, like, a gaming-themed room. I mean, it's is that what you're talking about? You know, and then meanwhile, the school system's still as poor as can be. You know, we saw the list in case you joined us just now and missed it. But Chris Pass with Project Baltimore, he has a post on social media. Baltimore City is the second worst school district in the country. And it is a shame and it is embarrassing, but I think we all know, you know, that it's going to continue to occur. Meanwhile, Sonia Santelices, the CEO on the way out the door, she's been receiving awards. So here she is being awarded as the Baltimore City public school system fails to the level where it is the second worst school district in the country. Think about that. She received awards last year. She was making close to $500,000. She continued to get raises every single year. So then you ask yourself, what is the incentive to educate these kids? There isn't an incentive. And I think that's by design. I think that's why they have it set up the way that it is. If you had an educated populace, they would be more like Antoinette. They would be voting differently. But that's not what they want. They want them to be dumb and below the poverty line. And then they want to exploit them. And they go to the federal level. They say, hey, Kwesi Mfume, look at this. We're the second worst school district in the country. We must need more money. Not that we need to do something about the curriculum. Not that we need to do something about the discipline. Not that we need to bring in truancy courts once again. Not that we have to hold the parents accountable. Not that we have to get those violent juveniles out of the classroom. No, they don't want to do that. They're even compounding the issue by allowing even criminally charged illegal immigrants to sit in the classroom. They don't want an educated populace. And I pray the voters one day get this. Because look, even if you are a Democrat, and even if you are, you know, vote blue no matter who, I would think some of those mama bears out there that want only the best for their kids, I would think that they would put their kids' lives and their, you know, the success rate over the vote blue no matter who mantra. I would think their babies would come first. Unfortunately, that remains to be seen. All right, I wanted to get into this. We did also mention Senator Bill Ferguson before the break. He got the endorsement of CASA. They're the ones that are fine with putting illegal immigrants in the school system, even though many of them do not have documentation. Some of them cannot speak English, which holds back a classroom. And then also some of them are, in fact, criminals and being moved around from system to system instead of just being deported with their families. Oh, it's one bad idea after another, isn't it? All right. Well, I did want to mention, obviously, we've got a lot of crime and violence going on in the Baltimore County region. That's no secret. We've been talking about it a lot in regards to what's been happening in Towson. You have Councilman Mike Gertel, who is the councilman there in Towson. He did announce on Facebook that they were happy to push forward legislation to keep animals safe. Because there has been abuse, you know, when it comes to abuse against animals, which is not right, of course. But they seem to care more about the pit bulls than they do about the kids at some of these Towson schools. Anyways, can't really grasp my mind around that one. But anyway, so now you've got Baltimore County executive candidates that are all, you know, spouting off with their best talking points. And you have one in particular, Nick Stewart, who's actually not on Baltimore County Council currently. I guess that's working in his favor. But he did do an interview with Fox 45, and he talked about wanting to reimagine public safety. in Baltimore County. What could go wrong? Take a listen.
As crime at Towson Town Center persists, it's an issue candidates running for Baltimore County Executive are working to tackle.
We need to reimagine our future because Towson is our beating heart in Baltimore County.
Fox 45, Jessica Babb joins us live with why some are calling for change. Jessica.
Well, stores are leaving, fewer people are coming out to the Towson Town Center, and while that is happening for a variety of reasons, Baltimore County Executive Candidate Nick Stewart says he wants to crack down on crime and reimagine what the mall could be.
Crime in and around the Towson Town Center. It's a concern for many in Baltimore County.
We need community engagement and community buy-in with us for accountability for the juvenile crime and the other crimes that are occurring here.
Crimes like when a juvenile was stabbed and robbed inside the mall last November with police arresting four teens. Then there's other reports of teens involved with carjackings, fights, and disorderly conduct. Teen takeovers at the mall have also sparked concerns. Then just down the street from the mall was this brawl in April involving teens ranging from 11 to 14. Police said five juveniles are facing second-degree assault charges. Baltimore County FOP President Doug Jess says,
"My guys and gals are ready to do the job, and we will do the job, but we need that support. We need that support from the community. We need that support from our politicians that enable us to be able to keep law and order here in Towson and everywhere in the county."
Which is why some candidates for Baltimore County Executive are announcing plans to address the problem.
There are real numbers to support some of the fear that exists at Towson. We are a relatively safe community, but there is a sense that these high-profile incidents have an incredible effect on the minds and hearts of our neighbors and our residents. We have to take that seriously.
Candidate Nick Stewart says he wants the mall to establish a substation and enter into an agreement with management to use special police officers to enforce their own regulations in exchange for financial assistance. He also wants to create more spaces and opportunities for kids and teens, including youth sports, pool access, and other community programs. On top of that, he wants to step up staffing in the county police special entertainment unit to increase patrols around the Towson Mall.
Like everywhere else in the department, we are shorthanded, and we're working towards fixing the shorthanded problem.
But Baltimore County Police have been working to respond to incidents in and around the Towson Town Center. In a statement, a police spokesperson says while the department does not disclose specific shift personnel needs, they say the Towson Entertainment District has been and will continue to be a focus of the department to ensure safety of residents, visitors, and businesses. To do that, they say adequate staffing is maintained.
We need to reimagine our future because Towson is our beating heart in Baltimore County.
And while Stewart credited Baltimore County Police for the work they have been doing, he says more still needs to be done. Jessica Babb, Fox 45 News.
All right, Nick Stewart. Towson is our beating heart, and we need to reimagine public safety. That's some forceful talk there, isn't it, Brian the producer? I'm sure every every gangster is listening to that. It's our beating heart. We've got to reimagine the way we do things. Oh, I'm sure they're having a field day with these comments down at Juvie. Here's the problem. You need somebody to really address this issue. We've heard this whole reimagining things before. You know what that got us? That got us more crime and violence. So, Nick Stewart, I understand those are some of the talking points that go out from the DNC. But just know that that one's a little washed up. You might want to throw that email away. Because we know what reimagining public safety looks like. Now, I did notice that at least he's one of the ones that has acknowledge that it's more than just perception, right? That Towson is more dangerous than it was before. And I know there's some people that says that it's always been dangerous. And look, I believe you. I believe you. But I would say that these days, you know, with the hyper-focus on it, I mean, there are things and examples that we can point to. And so let's use this moment to point to those examples to get something done. Now, there you did hear from the FOP president in the Baltimore County region. And he was saying that they are ready to go and they're ready to work hard. But another part of it is a staffing issue. So they've also got to work on recruitment in Baltimore County. And I will say this, and I could be wrong, but it seems to me that in Harford County and some of those areas, the recruitment is going very well. Could it be that they actually support their police and that they support law and order? Could that be why? I don't know. If that's the case, and, you know, our interim county executive, Kathy, doesn't want to work Clausmeyer, it would be nice, if you heard that interview, to come forward and say, hey, you know what? Here's what we got to do to really support, you know, our police, not just the union, but our police in general, to make sure that we can recruit more. But I know you're just a seat holder. That's how you're going to continue to hold that seat. It's so disappointing that she got that. So disappointing. I mean, we really could have had Jim Brosian. Again, another Democrat that I would have supported. But here we are. All right, coming up next, if you want to weigh in on that, you can. We'll talk a little bit more about it. And let's be very honest about how a lot of these problems occurred under the former county executive. Okay, I got to tell you, Town Appliance at Owings Mills, their showroom is one of a kind, featuring over 70 top-tier brands from reliable basics to high-end technology like Whirlpool, JetAir, KitchenAid, and Maytag. You're going to love working with Mayor & Mayer. They are incredibly knowledgeable and make the experience wonderful by finding exactly what fits your home and lifestyle. And now, Town Appliance is having a Memorial Day savings event going on. With their flexible financing, they can turn those dream appliances into reality. They are open Sunday through Friday. All you have to do is visit not just their showroom, but you can also visit their website, townappliance.com, where great service meets great deals.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, talking about Baltimore County. Don't forget, there's a big town hall debate for the Democrat candidates on Fox 45 tonight at 7 p.m. And because of my life choices and wanting to decide on a beautiful weekend to get something done with my eyebrows, my face is so hideous at the moment. I will be inside all weekend. And and I can tell you for a fact that I'll be watching the Fox 45 town hall. And then I wanted to get to the question of the day, whether or not you're watching the 2026 Preakness Stakes, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Just so you know, I will be watching. And I was sold, by the way. I'm going to go ahead and bet too. You know what? Why not do it big since I'll be in the house? I'll do it big. I'm going to bet on Taj Mahal. That's my choice. Brian, the producer, I think you should get in on the action. I'm going with Taj Mahal. That is the horse that is apparently familiar with the Laurel Park race course. And if you heard during the commercial break, there was a reporter speaking to Taj Mahal's trainer, which is also a female. And I guess it's a husband, you know, wife duo, just like I guess Sherry DeVoe was, you know, very similar. But she's excited. She said, yeah, you know, it'd be great to win as another female trainer. She said, but I'm just focused on winning in general. I think it's funny when reporters and others, they kind of bring like that politics piece into it. It's like, dude, they're in horse racing. Like, so how does it feel? Do you feel that the horses, you know, we're looking at the track now. We see a little bit of diversity. I see a white horse there, a brown horse there. I mean, they're not thinking about this stuff, right? Oh, this stupid stuff only comes into play in politics. You know, everywhere else, this is just stupid. Okay, it's stupid. But she's like, look, I'm focused on winning rather than winning as, you know, a female, which I appreciate. So Taj Mahal, You got my money. My bet's on you. And that's what I'm going to go with. Let's see if you guys are watching. All right, again, the question of the day, are you watching the 2026 Preakness Stakes? 68% of you said no. 68. That's a lot. That's a lot. 32% of you say, yes, I will be watching. I'm with the 32%. And I'm kind of forced at this point. I'm just kidding. I will hopefully get out. My friend Caitlin, her birthday is this weekend, which is in Southern Maryland. In case you guys missed it, that's where I'm from. So I'll see all my old friends. And that's why my best friend right now is still laughing at me in the eyebrow situation. And a lot of these girls, you know, we've known each other for almost 30 years at this point. So she said, you better be at Caitlin's party. So I actually purchased like tattoo cover up. Even though my forehead is swollen, I don't know. Why would I make this decision, Brian, the producer? I feel, talk about life's about choices. I can't even complain. It was my choice. It was my choice. Anyways, they said that it won't get better for a whole week. A whole week. Hopefully by Monday, you know, the tattoo cover-up works and I can stop wearing a baseball cap, but... A terrible life choice. Anyways, I'll be watching the Preakness, and I will be betting on Taj Mahal. So I am. I'm excited about it. I've never bet on a horse, like, you know, watching at home. I did bet one year while I was there, but it was, like, very small bet, and I didn't win anything. So I'm going to bet on Taj Mahal, and I hope that it works out. I have a feeling there'll be lots of people betting on Taj Mahal, like, right, because it's like the hometown hero situation. Anyways, moving on from that, I did just want to mention, I did mention to Sean Casey earlier, guys, you missed it, since 2010, the blue crab population has declined, according to reports, by 50%. And a lot of that is due to, and this is an article in The Sun, blue catfish and lack of young crabs, you know, coming up and reproducing is to blame. And so I noted here, I think the prices are going to go up tremendously. I mean, we already have inflation, but I didn't realize our blue crab population has declined so much as it has. Do you eat blue crabs, Brian the producer? Do you eat crabs at all? You do eat crabs. Okay. But do you eat blue crabs? Do you spend that extra money? Yeah? Yeah, they have gone up. All right. Well, there you go. Brian, the producer, you're born and raised in Maryland, right? Yes, he loves it here. I'm just kidding. I don't know if you love it here, but his beautiful granddaughters are here, so he's not going anywhere. That was another thing I wanted to just read to you guys, if I could, just a little bit when we get back. You know, they had this big report on this family. I don't know why this family is popular. I guess I'll figure it out. But this family's moving from Maryland to Florida. And so many people were commenting on this post. I wanted to just read some of the comments because we were talking about people leaving the state of Maryland. But in these comments, I think we're going to see this mass exodus that I don't think Governor Wes Moore is paying attention to. And whoever ends up being the next governor here in November, they're going to have to deal with this. Talk about less of a tax base. All right, stay right there.
In Washington. Following 2 days of talks, the Trump-Xi summit has wrapped up in Beijing, with both sides claiming progress in stabilizing U.S.-China relations, but differences do remain. The status of Taiwan is one of the biggest sticking points. President Trump says he's made no final decision yet on a pending American arms sale to Taiwan. That sale is opposed by China. The president also says the summit produced some major trade deals involving everything from Boeing jetliners to American soybeans. Not very long ago, this would have been unthinkable, a CIA director paying a visit to Cuba, but John Ratcliffe has done just that, meeting with some top Cuban officials. Sell-off continues on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is down about 370 points, while the Nasdaq is off 342. More details at srnnews.com.
You've probably heard all those ads for life insurance. Just a few dollars a day, apply online in minutes, no medical exam. Simple, easy, and cheap, right? Now you're thinking, maybe I should get a quote. Well, smart thinking. Everyone should have life insurance, But here's what they don't tell you. Those few dollars a day rates, they're for young people in perfect health. That's why everyone calls Big Lou the 50 to 60-year-old not-so-perfect candidate, like you. You take prescription meds, and you're overweight. Winner, winner, fried chicken dinner. Well, Big Lou works with life insurance companies that want people like you, with no surprises after you apply. In fact, if you're a 50-year-old guy with a few health glitches, Lou could probably find you $1 million of term life coverage for about $200 a month. So, yeah, you need life insurance. But unless you're young and healthy, you gotta call Big Lou, because he's like you. Older, heavier, and on meds, too. Get a quote right now at 800-555-1509, 800-555-1509, or biglou.com.
Paid for by term provider.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. 3 games in 11 days, tough enough to do once in a season, but a close look at the Ravens' schedule has the league asking Baltimore to do it twice. Instance number one, October 25th through November 5. It's a Sunday, Thursday, Bengals at Bills, and then the Jags. And then again, December 20th through the 31st, another Sunday, Thursday, at Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and then at Cincinnati on New Year's Eve night. Baltimore with 8 total home games this year, 9 on the road. Baseball tonight in D.C., Nats and O's at 6:45, with Shane Boz taking the hill for Baltimore. On the heels of Kyle Bradish's stellar performance against the Yanks, 6 innings of one-hit shutout baseball thrown against New York, manager Albanez was asked if that kind of performance could have a spillover effect to other members of the staff.
Yeah, I think so. I think when you're in the clubhouse, when you're grinding with your guys, and you see how hard they work and they're making adjustments and you see it come to fruition out in front of you live, I think it would merit, you know, some of our guys to keep pushing through. They already have that mentality.
Boz has not fared well his last 2 outings, both losses to the A's and Yanks, pitching to an 8.71 ERA over 10 1/3 innings pitched. The middle jewel of horse racing's Triple Crown set for tomorrow. Talking about the 151st running of the Preakness, of course, but not before Black Eyed Susan Day today. Broken Papa, Jumping the Gun, and My Miss Mo are the top 3 choices on Horse Racing Nation's morning line. And finally, a happy birthday today to arguably the greatest Raven of all time. His number 52 turns 51.
Good protection. Intercepted by Ray Lewis, and Lewis is on his way. He's going to go for a touchdown. Oh, my.
Late, great Dick Enberg with the call on CBS. Rays pick 6 of the late Steve McNair cemented the Ravens' 24-10 win over the Titans on their way to glory and Super Bowl 35. Coming up in 30 minutes, a Maryland trainer hoping to make history. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If you're dealing with missing teeth or loose dentures, we can help at the Smile Design Center. You'll walk out feeling confident, comfortable, and looking great. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
Your Fox 45 forecast, dry and mild with temperatures in the low 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the cool low 50s. A warm-up gets underway as we head into the weekend. More sunshine Saturday with highs in the low 80s. A stray shower or storm possible by the evening. And then even hotter on Sunday with highs soaring into the upper 80s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best Eggs. They're just so delicious. With better nutrition, for us it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
Reister's Town to Pig Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
All right, I'm going to keep saying it again. Congratulations to Lieutenant Colonel Scott Willens singing the national anthem around 4:20-ish. At the 2026 Preakness Stakes. Now, I know many of you said you weren't watching. Yes, that's right. That was our poll question today. But hopefully you do turn it on, at least if you can. I don't know what your plans are this weekend. It's supposed to be beautiful tomorrow. But if you can, turn on the television around 4:20 so you can see our hometown hero, Scott Willens, singing the national anthem. What a great honor. You know, a piece of me, I almost wanted to, like, see if I could find a ticket just to go and share him on. But then, again, I look like the red angry bird, if you know anything about the angry birds. It looked so bad. Of course, Olivia this morning, she was like, you should send Nana a picture. My mom would roast me like you wouldn't believe. Oh, my gosh, if she's seen my face right now. All right, I do have some text messages to read, and then I do want to get into a comment from our very confident former VP, Kamala Harris. That's what I'm going to say, very confident. Let's see, Mary says, good morning, Kim. Another so-called politician using the word reimagine. Never does that a reimagination work anywhere. He's been watching too much of the boy mayor and West No More. How about we concentrate on enforcing the law? Have a great weekend. Thanks for your great show. So happy to be able to listen every day. Mary, thank you so much. I appreciate you. And yeah, the reimagine thing, that really, it grates my nerves. It's like, you know, nails on a chalkboard at that point. Like the reimagining things, equity, that whole situation. Like enough with it already. Lester says, when a liberal says reimagine, it means expensive and ineffective. Lester, spot on. I'm trying to say spot on. What am I trying to say instead of spot? I don't even know. Brian, the producer's laughing at me. You know what? It's Friday, all right? Let's see. Mike says, good morning, Kim. I live in Baltimore County in the 2nd District, and I do not see any Republican signs. Yeah, Mike, we addressed this a little bit a couple weeks ago. And unfortunately, this is usually the case, the developers, those that own the lands, you know, or own the land, what is wrong with me? Own the land, whether it's down like York Road or you said you're in the 2nd District area, you know, I don't know if that's, is it Parkville area or is it towards Towson, towards the Woodlawn area? Well, anyways, the developers that own the land with some of these shopping centers and such, many of them support the Democrats because the Democrats, you know, they don't charge them much of anything. They don't bother them. And especially like the restaurant owners, if they want to keep their liquor license and, you know, keep the, what is that, the, what is it, the health board out of their hair, usually they'll do what the Democrats want them to do. And so if there's a Democrat that comes over and says, hey, you need to support me. And then don't forget, this election cycle with the Baltimore County Executive Team, this election cycle, you have many that are on the county council already that are running, right? So Julian Jones, I see his sign the most. I don't know if you guys do. I see his sign the most because he's the chairman of the Baltimore County Council currently. Izzy Patoka, right? Pat Young. And it's because the developers or those that own the restaurants and such, you know, if Julian Jones doesn't win, he still controls a lot of what happens in Baltimore County. And so I had the same problem running against Johnny O, where Johnny O's record, I mean, you could tell, you know, crime and violence went up. He was a county executive when we saw the highest homicide rate and the highest non-fatal shooting rate in Baltimore County's history. I thought, all right, the money he was spending on some of the buildings in Towson that he said were move-in ready and for the government workers, you know, the county workers, they couldn't move in. He, you know, spent double the amount of our tax dollars on the property. And a lot of that is because he was, you know, handling favors. Then he had the whole Philip Terabasi situation. Patrick Murray, we'll find out hopefully more about that. I mean, he had scandal after scandal that he didn't want to work with ICE. And, you know, at the time, and I never spoke to the ICE director at that time. It was Matthew Ellison. I never spoke to this guy, but he ended up going on Fox 45 and saying, look, Johnny O is lying. we are not able to work with local law enforcement because Johnny O does not allow us to. And, you know, with all that going on, I thought there's no way the second congressional district's going to vote for him. But then I soon found out, as we were putting large signs and hosting events across the county, you know, there were so many people that says, Kim, if you lose, Johnny O goes to Congress. But if you win, Johnny O is still the county executive. And they can pull the liquor board. They can pull, you know, whatever they want. You know, they could call the fire marshal for all we care or no. And we could end up in a very bad situation financially and as a business. And so I had many people that told us that they could not put our sign outside of their business because they were afraid of the repercussions if Johnny O was to lose. And so they would say, well, we're voting for you. We just can't publicly support you. And so when that happens, you've got other people that are around, like you, Mike, in the text line. They're thinking, oh, wow, so no one's supporting the Republicans, so why would I even waste my time and vote? And that's what you think, because you're not seeing the signs. You're not seeing the support. And that also is just is tough for us. So, you know, I get what business owners are thinking, right? I get it. But, you know, to save the county, we need you to put on your big boy pants and, you know, your big girl pants. We just need you to do that. So voters know that the Republicans have a shot. I would say, you know what, Vince's Crab House, and they've got their signs out already supporting Republicans. You know, there are some restaurants, there are some people out there, they don't care. They're going to support the Republicans. They're going to support change. And if people don't want to go to their restaurant or their use their service, they won't do it. I think I told you guys, even after the race, where I take my dog Stassi to get groomed, she had people come in and say, oh, we're no longer using your service, our dog groomer. Because she had one of my signs out in front of her building there. And she said, I just said, okay, whatever. I don't care. You know, I just want things to be different because she's right there on York Road. So, you know, down there, you still got all the elements there, even the criminal element coming in from the city on York Road. And she's like, look, I don't care. I'm going to vote for, you know, who's about law and order. And they already know what a Johnny O leadership looks like. Anyways, so Mike, to answer your question, that's why you're not seeing a ton of Republican signs. I wish it was different. It's not that our Republicans aren't out there working hard. You got many of them that are working hard. It's just really hard to get signs in certain areas. It really is. All right. I wanted to just play the sound for you guys. We're going to talk about Trump's trip to China just a bit. Not a whole lot to say about it, but just like, you know, we expect Governor Moore and Mayor Scott to accomplish things. We expect Trump to accomplish things too. So we, you know, I will look at the China trip with a critical eye if need be. But I just wanted to play the sound for you. Kamala Harris, she was on a Zoom call with Democrat leaders and the DNC. And remember, she's on the list as a possible 2028 presidential candidate. Well, anyway, she's saying there's no bad ideas. So they're calling it a no bad idea brainstorm. And I want you to take a listen to what one of their thought leaders had to say.
Say, look, this is a moment where there are no bad ideas. A no bad idea brainstorm is what I'd like to call it. And in that no bad ideas brainstorm, we talk about what we need to do and think about doing around the Electoral College. We talk about the idea of Supreme Court reform, which includes expanding the Supreme Court. We invite a conversation about multi-members districts. We talk about, look, that if we win the Senate, which we should and we will, then the Senate Judiciary Committee should have rules that they put in place so when these people come before as nominees to the Supreme Court and lie, that they are held to account and consequence, not just that somebody goes on cable news and says they lied, but that there are rules in place to actually penalize people for lying to a Senate Judiciary Committee. That we agree that it is right to have ethics rules for Supreme Court justices. And let's put those in place. Let's talk about statehood for Puerto Rico and D.C. These are the things I think that we've got to do. We've got to neutralize these red states from cheating, including blue states expanding their maps. And all of this, I think, is look, we got to fight fire with fire. These folks are playing to win. We got to play to win, too.
And all this is look, we got to fight fire with fire. No, all those rumors about her being a heavy drinker, they can't be true. They cannot be true. Oh, man. The video, you know what? Just listening to the audio there, it doesn't really do it justice because the video, she's like, the way she's throwing her head around, it's really kind of crazy. Anyways, if you heard there, she was talking about making possibly D.C. and Puerto Rico, states. And that's something else that I think Democrats are going to put back on their platforms. I don't know if that's going to be a winner. I don't think so. It was not a winner last time. But it sounds like they are, it's like a rinse and repeat kind of situation where they're just pulling back what they, you know, considered before. Except, if you noticed, except for the push with the LGBTQ community. Did you guys notice that? They have not been pushed in the whole trans situation at all. At all. I have not seen it. And I listened to more than just that clip because I had to go back and find the entire interview there, or I guess the Zoom call that Kamala Harris had. But there is on YouTube, you could see a little bit more of it. But they're not talking about the LGBTQ community. And they're not really talking about, you know, diversity as much as they did before. But the statehood of D.C. and Puerto Rico, that's on the list. If you heard there, she also talked about making sure that blue states do redistricting. Again, that's not going in their favor. And I will say, because I ended up taking a screenshot of it, Mississippi governor says that they will not do redistricting here in the special session. Because he said it would push things back and they don't want to push back the primary. So, you know, there's a saving grace for the Democrat Party there, because I do believe, and Mississippi is one of those states where they drew lines based on race. So they won't have, seats to worry about as much in Mississippi. And I guess according to the Mississippi governor, he's not really truly worried about it. He said it would probably be about one district, maybe possibly two, that have the minority majority situation going on. But he said that that won't change much. He doesn't believe it's going to change much in the state. So Mississippi is out of that loop. As far as the Democrats, I don't know blue states in which they could get it done. They're not going to get it done, obviously, here in Maryland, even though Westmore wanted it so badly. But, you know, our primary is right around the corner. Mike did clarify, he said he's in Pikesville. That is District 2. You're right. You have Izzy Patoka. Interesting. You know what? And I bet you see a lot of Izzy signs and a lot of Julian Jones signs. And I don't think either one of those guys should be promoted. Fran also said the text line, Antoinette in Baltimore for mayor. I love her. Fran in the county. Yeah, Fran, that would be great, wouldn't it? That would be great. Let's see. Dan in the text line, he says, what is the over-under that Governor Westmore will say Laurel Racecourse is in PG County when the entire property is in Anne Arundel? I will say that Governor Moore probably does believe it's in PG County, and that's because, honestly, I don't think he knows much about Maryland, even though he claims to know. I really don't think he does. I don't. You know, some of the things that he said about Baltimore City when he was trying to pretend he was from Baltimore City, you had Darren, our friend Darren Muhammad, he was calling him out left and right. Because he was talking about certain streets, like trying to still pretend that he was from, you know, the area, and he's like, Darren's like, wait, what? He said, that street's not over there. It was glorious. I was like, man, this guy's pretending so hard. Oh, my gosh. All right, we get back. We are going to talk about Trump's trip to China. Excuse me. I'm going to read from The Guardian when I get back. And we're just going to kind of weigh out what was accomplished here and what wasn't. Also, you probably saw there were a ton of shootings around the region yesterday. Two separate shootings in Baltimore County alone. One in Owings Mills, where two teenagers were shot and taken to the hospital. You know, it's whether Mike Ertel, the councilman there in the Towson region, whether he believes it's perception or reality, I would think that you have to get on top of this. I will be reaching out to Mike Ertel's opponent over the weekend. He does have a Republican challenger. I did get a couple more text messages. I guess Sonia Dunn, who's running against Comptroller Brooke Learmonth, she has somebody that is booking her on the show. I didn't know all that was needed, but here we are. So now I'm going back and forth with her booker, and hopefully we'll get Sonia Dunn on the show. This has never been so difficult. I've never had this issue, I think, ever in trying to book a candidate for the show. Usually a candidate just says, hey, yeah, you know what, when do you have open? What's going on? Not this candidate. I'm a little worried. I'm a little nervous already. But we need to take Brooke Learmonth out of that comptroller's office. She's doing a horrible job. All right, coming up next, President Trump. He was in China. What did he accomplish? Stay right there.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
Lorien has 6 different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elkridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
Have you been injured in a car accident? Don't let the insurance companies push you around. I'm the Ouch Guy, and I fight for hardworking Baltimore families. You won't see me backing down. So while you focus on getting better, let me handle the rest. Call 877-OUCH-911 for the best attorney experience. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beer.
The Rob Parson Show.
Hey, guys, by the grace of God, it's finally Friday on the show. The Unusual Suspects, the always awesome Tony Kennett from The Daily Signal, Mary Walter from Mary Walter Radio, and from HollywoodandToto.com, the one and only Christian Toto, new comedy from Jim Gossett, and of course, whatever's in the news cycle, I will cover it.
Thank God it's
the Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is Friday. It's the last, yes, the very last segment of Good Classic Live this week. But don't worry, Rob Carson is coming up next. And so you got to stay right there. I wonder if the poor Bella, is she going to call in to Rob Carson to talk about her son, Lieutenant Colonel Scott Willens, singing the national anthem, that's right, at the Preakness. He joined us at 10 o'clock today as he gets ready for what sounds like a heck of a weekend. Oh, you had it on earlier this week. All right. Well, thank you, Brian, the producer. If you guys didn't know, Brian, the producer, isn't just my producer. I'm not big time enough for that. You know, he's also Rob Carson's producer at the same time. But okay, so you had her on earlier this week. That's amazing. I know she's got to be so proud. Oh, my gosh. I would be so proud. Oh, man. Anyways, again, congratulations to Scott and to Plurabella. It is a huge honor. Also, I saw where Vladimir Putin is going to be visiting China next week. I guess we'll see if they roll out the red carpet and have, you know, the kids jumping up and down with Russian flags as they were jumping up and down with American flags for President Trump and his administration. I did want to just kind of talk a little bit about his trip. You know, just like anybody else, I don't care, because of course I'm a huge President Trump fan, but just like anybody else, I mean, when you go to another country or you're doing anything where you're supposed to come back with accomplishments, we're going to talk about it. And if you didn't accomplish anything, we're going to talk about that too. All right. I don't care which side of the aisle you sit on. You are a politician representing us. We did see where President Trump touts a historic visit to China, announcing a massive deal for Boeing and General Electric that includes hundreds of aircraft and engines. The president praised President Xi as an incredible guy, noting that that the trade agreements could ultimately result in the largest order in history. This is what President Trump said as he was standing there in the doorway of Air Force One. He said, "We've got a long made of law." He said, "We've got a long made, I should say, I guess, a list of a lot of great trade deals, including over 200 planes for Boeing, with the promise of 750 planes, which will be by far the largest order ever if they do a good job with the 200, which I'm sure they will." And that's General Electric, also the engines. Okay, so that was President Trump's statement there as they were closing the doors of Air Force One. You know what's so funny? I can see behind him, you see Eric Trump, you see Sean Hannity. Looks like that. Is that Dan Scavino standing behind him as well? He got a lot of people that were on this trip. I know I saw Marco Rubio was there. We actually played some of the sound yesterday. Man, there was a lot out there. The White House, in case you missed it, I'm sure they're going to have lots of people talking about it. There's a huge post on the White House social media. It says MAGA. It's like a necklace, a chained out, blinged out MAGA necklace being held by, it's just, you see a one hand in like the Michael Jackson glove on it. And it's holding a blinged out MAGA necklace. Oh boy. They love to, here, I'm going to repost it in case you want to see it on X. He loves to push the envelope, doesn't he? Well, anyways, according to President Trump, this is the biggest and most historic visit to China because of the trade deals. Apparently, President Xi also said that it is imperative for Iran to let go of the Strait of Hormuz and to make sure that it is open and operational because they use it as well. And Marco Rubio did say when he was interviewed with Sean Hannity that was his big push as the Secretary of State, was to get President Xi to convince those now representing Iran to do the right thing. Now, I assume that's why Putin is headed there next week, because this is a big conversation with all involved. I don't know how this is going to be handled. All I know is I do hate to see those high gas prices. Luckily, I don't go a whole lot of places, mostly, taking around Princess Olivia. But I do feel for many of you that are paying those high prices and then sitting there at the 95 tunnel because we no longer have a key bridge. And trust me, I understand the pain. All right, get out there. Have a great weekend. Watch Preakness. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the weather. Again, congratulations to Scott Willens. Brian, as always, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you on Monday at 9 a.m.
You've probably heard all those ads for life insurance. Just a few dollars a day, apply online in minutes, no medical exam. Simple, easy, and cheap, right? Now you're thinking, maybe I should get a quote. Well, smart thinking. Everyone should have life insurance. But here's what they don't tell you. Those few dollars a day rates, they're for young people in perfect health. That's why everyone calls Big Lou the 50 to 60-year-old not-so-perfect candidate. Like you. You take prescription meds and you're overweight. Winner, winner, fried chicken dinner. Well, Big Lou works with life insurance companies that want people like you with no surprises after you apply. In fact, if you're a 50-year-old guy with a few health glitches, Lou could probably find you $1 million of term life coverage for about $200 a month. So, yeah, you need life insurance. But unless you're young and healthy, you gotta call Big Lou, because he's like you. Older, heavier, and on meds, too. Get a quote right now at 800-555-1509, 800-555-1509, or biglou.com.
Paid for by term provider.
This is the right choice for Maryland.